Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Despite another exchange of fire between the U.S. and Iran, President Trump is urging patience. Posting on social media, the president says everything will work out in the end. As for the latest military action, the BBC's Yolande Nell is in Jerusalem.
This is the third known military escalation between the U.S. and Iran in the space of a week. Kuwaiti state media reported that sirens were sounding across the country this morning. U.S. Central Command then stated that it had carried out what it described as self-defense strikes at two Iranian drone command and control sites over the weekend. It said this was in response to what it called aggressive Iranian actions, including shooting down a U.S. drone over international waters. The latest developments underline the fragility of the ceasefire between the U.S. and Iran, as negotiators on both sides have appeared to edge towards a deal to extend it.
Israeli forces are now deeper inside Lebanon than they've been in more than 25 years, and that's despite a U.S. brokered ceasefire.
The incursion challenges efforts to extend the ceasefire in Iran, as Tehran wants a deal to end the fighting in Lebanon. Israel is targeting the Iranian-backed Hezbollah militant group and urging Lebanese civilians to evacuate. The Lebanese prime minister accuses Israel of destroying cities. On Sunday, Israeli forces seized a symbolic fort in southern Lebanon.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart. Today's AAA national average for gasoline, $4.32 a gallon. That's down a penny from yesterday. An absolute lie is how evangelist Franklin Graham describes Texas Democratic U.S. Senate candidate James Tallarico's claim that the Bible is silent on abortion. Graham says abortion is murder, adding that God commands us, you shall not murder. Wall Street, the Dow futures up 189 points, NASDAQ futures ahead 52. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Hey, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's a health insurance alternative at half the cost. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. While insurance companies tell you when to join, what to pay, and where to go, CHM is different. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other Christians. You can enroll, switch programs, or leave at any time. Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's a world of difference. CHM has four flexible programs. You can pick any certified doctor, surgeon, or hospital that you want for eligible care. So make the switch. Take your paycheck back from health insurance this year. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. That's chministries.org/wellness.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
If you're downtown early, about 45 minutes ago, there was a wreck there, Dr. King and Washington Boulevard, and there were some injuries involved. It looks like city police might still be in the area. So just over there on the west side and just up the street from Camden Yards, heads up for the city police. And then about 30 minutes ago, we had a wreck that was on the Capitol Beltway on the outer loop in Prince George's County at Good Luck Road. They made very quick work of that. They've reopened the lanes, and very quickly the backup is gone. We're good right now with both the tunnels and a good start for the Beltway locally this morning on 695. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Here at Fox 45 forecast, we've got a nice and quiet start to June with a mix of clouds and sunshine today and highs in the warm upper 70s. Mostly cloudy tonight, temperatures fall back into the mid 50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
56 degrees in White Marsh and 55 in Joppatown at 6:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. One person is dead and four others are wounded after several weekend shootings in Baltimore City. Shortly before 1 a.m. Saturday, a man turned up at a hospital after he was shot in the area of Baltimore and Charles Street. The victim's injuries are not life-threatening. At around the same time, a man was shot in the 6900 block of Harford Road, and he was taken to a hospital in serious condition. Shortly after 3:30 Saturday morning, a 21-year-old was shot and killed in the 2900 block of Spelman Road, and a second victim was injured. Saturday afternoon, a man suffered a non-life-threatening injury when he was shot in the 3900 block of Bateman Avenue. Police have identified a person of interest in that case. And a city firefighter suffered a minor injury battling a two-alarm fire in northeast Baltimore. The fire broke out at around 5 p.m. Sunday in a two-story home in the 1100 block of Cedarcroft Road. When firefighters arrived, they found smoke coming from the front of the home and fire at the back of the building. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick three was 228. The pick four, 5956. 6:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Huffman awnings are better. They are the talk of the town. They come in all styles and colors with the best guarantee around. Always remember Huffman. Call them any time of the day. 685-5687. Call John today. Our new address is 5113 Blair Road. We have the same phone number, 685-5687. Call us today for your new canvas or aluminum awnings. We will be awaiting your call. Thank you.
Huffman Awning Company, 5113 Belair Road. Call 410-685-5687. Huffman Awning Company. 410-685-5687. 410-685-5687. Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the sports at 6:05 is brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, my guys. Well, no need for a walk-off yesterday at Camden Yards.
You got to make an adjustment.
Oh, he was looking for the heater that time after back-to-back curveballs.
Or you can do that.
All right, let's do that. Matt Fizgerzian and former All-Star outfielder Dexter Fowler had the call on NBC Peacock, kind of getting used to this from Couser, and it feels pretty good. The Milkman's third homer of the week, his second three-run shot as the Birds pound the Blue Jays 9-5, salvaging a series split after losing the first two. Kyle Bradish on the hill was superb again, seven innings of one-run baseball. The run was unearned. The victory and the homestand in general, for that matter, according to manager Albernaz, was earned.
It was a good homestand. Boys played well. They competed. Great at-bats. Defense was awesome. Base running. It was just we were playing the baseball that we're capable of.
Birds go 7-3 on the homestand. They have the day off in Boston today. Meanwhile, another upset at the French Open on the women's side. The Ukraine's Marta Kostyuk, who just days ago told us of a Russian bomb attack near her parents' home, upsets the world's number three, Iga Swiatek, in straight sets to advance to the quarterfinals, while the only American man left, Francis Tiafoe of College Park, goes today at 10 a.m. Coming up in 30 minutes, the NBA's biggest difference maker now on the game's biggest stage. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service. Most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys.
From Coggeysville to Sykesville, from Churchville to Crownsville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland.
I just got three things to say. God bless our troops. God bless America. And gentlemen, start your engine!
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is Casey and Company, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Hartford County, the right choice for Merrill. Hope you had a great weekend. Weather-wise, it was absolutely gorgeous. Coming up on the show this morning, Nina wins, but Kittleman quits the GOP in Maryland. Insurrection at the Newark ICE facility. Will these rioters and agitators and anti-American thugs get the same treatment as the J6ers? We'll see. But our top story here today, Maryland's Lieutenant Governor Aruna Miller and the State Board of Elections Administrator Jared DeMarinis weighing in on Ballotgate here in Maryland, of course, which the absolute ballot filler. Today, they begin canvassing said ballots, the original ballots, which we were told were supposed to be destroyed because of an alleged vendor printer error. We still don't know a lot about the... There is no transparency. Let's put it that way. There is no transparency on this whatsoever. But today, the canvassing begins when the ballots come back in. Now, the replacement ballots just went out by the end of last week, so I don't know how many are going to be coming in today, but they can start counting them today. They open them up, and we now know that that they will count the original ballots. And allegedly, if a replacement ballot comes in that is a duplicate, they're going to cancel that. But there's really no way that we're going to know that. I mean, there's not going to be open to us to review it. I mean, let's face it. We know a million ballots out there floating around. And most of them, interesting, Fox News Digital caught up with Maryland's Lieutenant Governor Aruna Miller. Now, it's hard to understand because there's a person speaking at the same time she's answering the question, but they asked her the question about the Trump administration and the calls for the Department of Justice to investigate the state's mail-in ballot failure. So she says it happens. Sometimes ballots get mailed the wrong way. It happens almost in every election. So we'll see what the investigation shows. She went on to say, I don't think it was in malice in any bad way that this has happened. I think it was just an error by the vendor. Oh, you think? Do you think or do you know? I mean, there's a big question about it. I believe or I think it could be but, you know, the question, I would feel more confident if I said, oh, it's definitely, it was an error by the vendor. Here's the error. This is how it happened. We're not getting that. We're not getting any of that. And what's pouring gasoline on the fire, the State Board of Elections Administrator Jared DeMarinis, he's like, what investigation? We don't need no investigation here.
I don't necessarily know what more of an investigation would shed light on. We always do a lessons learned after every election, and this will be a part of our lessons learned, and we will of course be working with, you know, and getting more, you know, information about how to prevent this in the future with it.
Yeah, what investigation? Well, we still don't know what the exact error was. We know that the vendor's falling on the sword because the vendor wants the contract, they want the money, but we don't know what the error was, who caused the error, why the error wasn't caught either by the vendor or by somebody at State Board of Elections. And there have been conflicting stories out as to which ballots are going to count, the original ballot, the OG ballot as it's being called, or the replacement ballot. None of that is being talked about or told to us. We're just saying, oh, trust us, you only have 2 years to get ready for this election and you botched it. And now, of course, our lieutenant governor says, hey, it happens every election. Boy, that makes me feel better. Why not fix it once for all so we can have full faith and credit in Maryland's election integrity? Sorry, not buying it. How about you? 613 traffic, weather on the threes. Now with the update, the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker. Good morning, Chuck.
And good morning, Sean. The 895 connector here is a little bit slow now. It was okay for about the last 15 minutes. Now it's a little bit slow going into the tunnel southbound. They're coming out towards Child Street and getting into the toll plaza, but right now it's a little bit slow, and it's a speed reduction. It's only going to slow up back to the area of the Boston Street area, just as right there at 95 where it crosses 895, right there at the Boston Street ramp. So not much of a backup, 3 or 4 minutes at the most as you're traveling south. 95 right next door, we can see that, and all the lanes are clear. Just a reminder, 45 minutes ago, wrecked downtown, they may still be there. Dr. King at Washington Boulevard. Beltway is good. JFX wide open right now. from Ruxton Road towards downtown. And we've already made a swing through Annapolis. We're clear at the Bay Bridge through Sandy Point over to Ritchie Highway, the Severn River Bridge, and no backups yet. We're clear at the top of the hill at I-97 at Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, a mixture of sun and clouds today, upper 70s, so the great weather continues at least all the way through Wednesday. Things start heating up Wednesday, back up in the 80s, low 90s by the weekend as a summer is going to arrive here. What do they call it? Meteorological summer has already begun.
Yeah. Sometimes in May they claim it.
I think it was Memorial Day weekend sometime, right. I think. Yeah, but the actual summer solstice doesn't arrive till later this month.
About the 21st.
Right now we're looking at, it's just a gorgeous morning. It really is. And this weekend, it's hard to beat that. I mean, that was just wonderful. As bad as Memorial Day weekend was, this one was off the charts. Right now, sunny and 60 in Annapolis, 54 in Ellicott City. Time for some one-liner news. The White House released the details of President Trump's recent medical report and passes with flying colors.
Amen.
The only thing is that they said bruises on his hands, what they said is coming from the frequent handshaking, and he's on aspirin. So that's what's causing the bruising on his hands.
I wonder what the others have to say about it.
And swollen ankles, he said they're keeping an eye on that, but that could be, you know, he stands for long periods of time. And,
right.
Yeah, he does, and he only sleeps like, what, 4 hours a night?
Yeah, he doesn't get much sleep at all. That's the only thing. His cognitive test, he passed 30 out of 30. 30 questions, 30 correct answers.
Perfecto.
When did Joe Biden ever release that, huh? The only down part of the point
he released
of,
a lot of other things, but not that.
Yeah, really. Perfect. The only down part of the report is that the president has gained 14 pounds since his last physical.
Oh, darn
he's
it.
Now up, he's now up to 238 pounds. Doesn't
well,
smoke.
Well, that just does it.
Doesn't drink. But he can get a Zimbabwe on a discount at Trump RX.
Yeah.
Cost of tomatoes has gone up 40% in 1 year. So which raises the question, is the tomato an expensive fruit or an expensive vegetable? We're still asking that
right.
question. Yeah.
Which one is it?
Vladimir Putin, get this, is spending $26 billion in a quest for longevity. He wants to live forever.
Mm-hmm.
And so he spent $26 billion for that. You're calling him Vlad Rin Tin Putin. Former Vice President Kamala Harris and husband Doug Emhoff have not been seen together in public for months. It could have been worse. They could have been seen together all the time in the Oval Office. Just think of that, okay?
And with their kid.
Yeah.
Who's homely as you know what.
She's just, well, you know, look, people's looks are, it's hard to say, but she doesn't really, I mean, she's got the hairy armpits and
you got that cat in the hat thing going on.
Yeah, she just doesn't put herself together well. A recent fashion show in Korea featured humanoid robots modeling clothes on the runway. They could just say they could take modeling jobs away from the models. Look, robots never need a break, and they eat about as much as the supermodels do. So
yeah, don't need to feed them. They don't
right
have to
now.
Feed them.
Exactly. In any event, a study in Finland found that listening to fast-paced music, if you listen to 120 to 140 beats per minute, it makes people exercise 20% longer than working out in silence.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And unlike Chuck that used to work out to Richard Simmons, sweat into the elevator music. Today is National Dinosaur Day. National Dinosaur Day being observed in Brooksville, Florida.
Did you get me a present?
Chuck Whitaker is a velociraptor when it comes to traffic, but a T-Rex when it comes to the dinner bill.
No!
He's got the short hands, folks.
But big enough to bite your head off, I can tell you that.
We all know that.
Mm-hmm.
Ronnie Wood of the Rolling Stones turns 79 today.
Ooh.
You know what that makes him?
A geezer.
The baby of the Rolling Stones.
Oh, yeah.
Is he the baby?
He is the youngest. He's the guitarist. Youngest. He was actually in the group Faces with Rod Stewart.
Rod Stewart.
Back
mm-hmm.
in the day. And wrote that song, Ooh La La, if you remember correctly. In any event. We also have Dolly Parton. Did you see this? She's announced, I don't know why, but there's the new Dolly Parton truck stop that she's putting together in Tennessee where truckers can stop and
I think that's kind
of
cool.
On an interstate. And, we have a kind of an early preview of what the Dolly Parton truck stop looks like.
Road trippers can rest easy at Dolly Parton's Travel Stop. It's there for you 24 hours a day and not just. can fill up your tank and fill up your travel mug with a fresh brewed cup of
Jolene, 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 Jolene.
Or visit our soda fountain for two big old jugs of root beer, plus a full selection of salty snacks and
hard candy.
And we keep our bathroom sparkling clean, so you'll say,
and here I go.
The Dolly Parton Travel Stop. We're more than an oasis on the highway. We're
islands in the stream. That is what we are.
Would you stop at the Dolly Parton truck stop? I certainly would.
I'm sure you would.
It used to be the south of the border. Everyone wanted to stop at, say Pedro, right? It's south of the border. Right. Now it's going to be, say hi to Dolly at the Dolly Parton truck stop.
And I don't even like root beer, but I would get two jugs.
Yes, absolutely.
I like birch beer better than root beer.
What's the difference?
It's a little different formulation. A little bit not as sweet.
Got the scotch in it.
Yeah. Get some birch bark in it or something. All right, Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate that. We are off and running here today. How about Maryland's Lieutenant Governor responding to the ballot failure, saying that it happens almost in every election, and Jared DeMarinis, the State Board of Elections Administrator, saying, hey, we don't need an investigation. Well, you know, who needs? We have lessons learned. Every election we get lessons learned, but you don't learn from your lessons. You just don't. You keep repeating the same mistakes over and over and over again. Give us a call. Let us know if you're buying it. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us am680@WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hagrick. And coming up at the bottom of the hour, insurrection taking place at Newark at the ICE facility there.
Baltimore County faces rising costs, higher taxes, crowded classrooms, and increased violent crime. We do not need more political promises. We need change in Baltimore County. We need Patrick Dyer as Baltimore County Executive. Patrick Dyer will lower our taxes, support our police, and make our communities safe. Patrick Dyer will bring transparency back to government. Vote for safer streets and a stronger economy. Vote Patrick Dyer for Baltimore County Executive.
Authority, Citizens for Patrick Dyer, Dwayne Verderam, Treasurer.
Authority, Friends of Glenn Gilhar, Brianna Gilhar, Treasurer. Website, www.friendsofglenngilhar.org. The progressive policies coming out of Annapolis are wrecking our state. It doesn't have to be this way. Together, we can reopen affordable power plants and reduce burdensome taxes and fees. Our students deserve to graduate with marketable skills that includes driver's education and certifications for the trades. Early voting starts June 11th and runs through the 18th. Election day is June 23rd. Vote Glenn Gilhar for delegate.
Maryland is heading in the wrong direction. Rising crime, higher taxes, out-of-touch politicians in Annapolis. Enough is enough. John Myrick is running for governor to restore public safety, cut taxes, and put Maryland families first. It's time to get Maryland back on track. Vote John Myrick for governor. Paid for by Marylanders for Myrick and Chan, Cynthia Price, treasurer.
If you own a business, you cannot afford to be overlooked. 680 WCBM has been helping Maryland businesses for over 102 years, helping you reach an engaged audience that values local business and responds to your strong messaging. With radio, digital, and social media, 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County can create a campaign to deliver results. Visit WCBM.com today to start growing your business.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
6:23 on this Monday morning. Time for traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the King, Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, so 895 southbound, just watching that. It started to slow a little bit in the last couple of minutes and then backed up a little bit here towards the O'Donnell Street ramp. So I don't see anything wrong. I don't see anything bad going into the tunnel or coming out on the south end of Child Street to the toll plaza. Right now, it's just heavy traffic southbound. I can see 95 next door, and that looks fine at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. But the Fort McHenry Tunnel, four lanes southbound. The Old Harbor Tunnel, two lanes southbound. So sometimes that does have an impact for that. Baltimore City's been out with this wreck for about an hour now. Heads up downtown at Dr. King at Washington Boulevard. And so far, no problems, no issues along 695. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. It'll be a partly sunny day today. Upper 70s for the high. Back down in the mid-50s. Things start heating up this coming Wednesday with temperatures in the 90s. Right now, sunny. 58 downtown Baltimore. And it is 62 on the Eastern Shore in Stephensville. And you can join us here on Casey & Company, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Let's take a phone call here from Mark in Baltimore. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, John and company. Here's a question, a two-part question, actually. The United States Congress has the administration committee that's investigating this debacle here in Maryland, and they have a June 9th deadline to hear a proper response from Annapolis, or they will start, hopefully start having hearings on this. My question is, what can this committee do? And number two, will the Federal Election Commission get involved in this because U.S. congressional seats are involved in this election process? So it's a two-part question. How do you answer it?
Yeah, well, I think, number one, I think first you got the DOJ, Harmy Dillon, in charge of civil rights, and she's looking into it. She's actually sent a letter to the State Board of Elections for them to preserve all records, which, by the way, they're required to do anyway for 2 years after any election. All records must be preserved whatsoever, and Congress can get some answers. Hopefully they'll volunteer some of these. It's amazing. DeMarinis said, and thanks for your question, Mark, DeMarinis said at the bite that we played at the top of the hour that, quote, we've been open and transparent about it. And no, you haven't. The only thing you've been open about is admitting this was a massive failure. Okay? That's it. We don't have any answers yet. Congress is looking for those answers. And if they're not satisfied with the interrogatories that they sent out, then I think they are going to schedule hearings. And they're going to be called before Congress because this is a federal election because of the congressional component for the congressional seats here in the state of Maryland. Not just the gubernatorial, which is a state issue, but the federal issue as well. So the DOJ and the Congress and possibly the FEC. Again, they usually look at contributions and donations and things of that nature, not so much as to the nuts and bolts on how the election is run, but that is up to the DOJ and Congress itself. But clearly, mistakes were made, and the question is, we don't know what mistake, we don't know who made the mistakes, and we know the vendor is being blamed, but I have no confidence whatsoever when I hear from my lieutenant governor, this happens every election, and that lessons have been learned when obviously they have not.
Actually, I think she said the quiet part out loud. That says a whole lot. Maybe that's why Democrats always slam Republicans in elections, because these, quote, mistakes happen all the time. You know, it's just funny. But, you know, I think, Sean, we're just listening to the social influencers who only care about gaining more followers or going viral. That's what Jared DeMarinis tweeted. If you suspect anything at all, then just come forward, like you just said. Give us some information. How many ballots? What, you know, how can we trust you that you're going to count this correctly? What if people send both ballots back? What if people only send the first ballot back? I mean, it's just so confusing. And I just think it's funny that, you know, we're always supposed to have empathy and sympathy for them. It was just a mistake. It was just a human error. Well, what sympathy does the government have when we make a mistake? What about now? What empathy does the IRS have if you make a mistake on your taxes? I mean, so that just, no, it doesn't go that way. And, you know, when you look at his Twitter page where he's been providing a lot of updates, the last tweet from 2 days ago, he was going to a play at the Hippodrome about the suffragettes. So I guess he still considers that work because it was about the suffragettes and the right to vote. But, like, that's what he's posting. I don't take this guy seriously.
Well, we should, though, because, you know, this is the guy that's in charge, and I just think that you're absolutely right. If all he had to do is if he wants to quiet the influencers and the talk show hosts and, you know, the critics, then just be transparent. Release everything. Tell us everything we need to know.
Yes.
And it's the same thing for Governor Moore. We have that coming up at the top of the hour. His combat story just does not add up whatsoever. And if you want to quiet the critics, then release the records.
Exactly.
And be open, be transparent. But when you hide stuff, when you hide behind this, oh, trust us, everything is fine. We've sent all these reports. I heard from one of our listeners saying that his mother's in a nursing home, and she originally filled out the original ballot and sent it back, and now they're saying that that's not going to count. And, fill out the replacement ballot, send that one back. But last on Friday, they said, no, the original ballot will count unless the replacement ballot comes in afterwards. It's a mess, folks. Mm-hmm. It's an absolute mess, and we deserve better. And hopefully one day we'll demand it and get it. Great point. Thanks, Kristen. 629. Friends, there's a huge difference between being busy this summer and actually feeling alive enough to enjoy it. When your body feels run down, summer stops feeling fun very, very fast. The long drives, the jet lag, the diets, the sore feet, suddenly the season you waited all year for can be exhausting. Rescue Natural Supplements help support your body where summer strains it the most, from energy, recovery, circulation, digestion, sleep, and even stress. And right now, you can buy any single bottle, and get one 90% off with the code BRIGHT90, BRIGHT 90. So whether you're vacationing or keeping up with the children, your body feels more prepared to make this summer unforgettable. Just go to res-q.com. Use the code BRIGHT90 to buy any of Rescue's premium natural supplements. Get one 90% off, or call a product consultant right now. 1-800-26-ALIVE, 1-800-262-5483. Don't wait to make this your healthiest summer yet. Shop now, res-q.com. Use the code BRIGHT90. It is 6:30. Time for the latest news headlines with the update. Here's Maggie.
Thanks. Good morning. A homicide investigation is underway after a deadly stabbing in Baltimore's Central District. Police were called to 20 West Baltimore Street at around 11:30 Saturday night for a report of a stabbing, and the 20-year-old victim was taken to shock trauma, where he was pronounced dead a short time later. The stabbing happened near the Lord Baltimore Hotel, but investigators believe it followed an argument that began near the Inner Harbor. And the Cecil County Sheriff's Office has identified the Port Deposit man killed in a Friday night motorcycle crash. Richard Hickman III crashed into a large rock in a mailbox shortly after 11 p.m., in the 300 block of Kent Meeting Ground Road. Investigators say Hickman was pronounced dead at the scene, and the crash remains under investigation. Howard County has launched the Immigrant Affairs Task Force to develop recommendations for the creation of an Office of Immigrant Affairs. The task force will make policy, programming, and structure recommendations for the office in five areas, including education and outreach opportunities, government, health, social services and language access, and workforce development and economic mobility. The task force will present its recommendations to the county executive no later than November 2nd. And Fox 45 reports that today marks the first day mail-in ballots across the state will be canvassed for the 2026 primary elections, as local boards of election officials can begin the process of opening, reviewing, and counting the mail-in ballots already received. Just last week, the Maryland State Board of Elections began sending out replacement mail-in ballots after an error assigned hundreds of thousands of residents to the wrong political party. The Board of Elections has pointed the finger at its vendor, Taylor Print and Visual Impressions, Inc., for this error, but members of Congress and political analysts say more answers are needed on how this happened. 6:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
6:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
And to the west side, outer loop now is getting busy. Liberty Road down through I-70, and it's really heavy through I-70 and down to Route 40. And then once we cross Route 40, start down the hill towards Frederick Road. Much better there, and then you're clear all the way down the hill towards I-95. So you're bunched up there a little bit, but no incidents right now on the west side. There are a number of new minor accidents in the city. Downtown at Lombard at Green, not too far away. Earlier wreck Dr. King at Washington Boulevard, now Orleans Street at Patterson Park Avenue, and a new wreck in Waverly at Greenmount at 25th. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Here at Fox 45 forecast, we've got a nice and quiet start to June with a mix of clouds and sunshine today and highs in the warm upper 70s. Mostly cloudy tonight, temperatures fall back into the mid-50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
635 Sports brought to you by the Game Room at Yorktown Social in Cockeysville, the total game changer. Well, welcome to June baseball. The weather is getting warmer and the polar bears heating up.
Baseball wrapped. And off the end of the bat, into the gap in right center. Alonso comes through with a runner in scoring position again.
Matt Fesgerzian with the call on NBC Peacock. Alonso's 36th run batted into the season. One day after he walked it off yesterday, or I should say Saturday, as the Birds played 5 3rd on their way to a 9-5 win over the Jays. Complete the 10-game homestand at 7-3. After the game, manager Albernaz lauding the team's effort.
You know, just all the work that these guys have been putting in relentlessly every day. We're starting to see the rewards now, and, you know, against some really good teams.
Meanwhile, let's take a moment, a quick look back at the Camden Yards miracle on Saturday night. Birds trailing the Jays 5-1, entering the ninth.
Alonso hits it through the right side to win it! Ball game! An unbelievable come-from-behind victory in the bottom of the ninth.
Ben Wagner had the call on Masson. Pete Alonso's run-scoring single with one out capping a 5-run rally for the Birds. 6-5 was the final. First time Baltimore has come back from 4 or more in the ninth since 2013. NBA finals are now set. We knew about the Knicks, who've won 11 playoff games in a row to get there. Now we know who they'll face.
Oh, to the basket. Oh, waiting. Wembanyama throws it on his head.
How about the give and go and then back cut by Wemby?
Mike Tirico and Reggie Miller with the call on NBC. Victor Wembanyama could do it all. 22 points Saturday night, leading 7 Spurs in double digits as San Antonio dethrones the defending champs, the OKC Thunder, 111-103. They'll host the Knicks in Game 1 on Wednesday night. NASCAR Cup Series was in Nashville last night for the Cracker Barrel 400.
Hamlin in charge, one last run for Bell in the outside lane. Can he get there? He cannot. Thinks about a crossover. It won't happen. Denny Hamlin, big-time victory in Nashville. How about it?
How about Denny Hamlin? Started at the pole, got a pole star penalty, went to the back of the field, and then outraced Christopher Bell over the last 4 laps for the win. The time now, 6:37. When we return, mission accomplished by the O's.
Gary Stein here. Looking for the ultimate spot to unwind? Well, Yorktown Social in Cockeysville is my place. Trust me, they've got it all. Signature cocktails like the Boozy Bank Vault or a refreshing Blueberry Lemon Drop. Plus 20 craft drafts on tap, all displayed on a big screen so you can pick your favorite. Catch the Ravens or Orioles on their massive 100-inch TV or kick back in the outdoor courtyard bar. Their happy hour is Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. You'll find them in the far corner of Yorktown Plaza. And if you see me there, be sure to say hi.
First of all, this weekend, the weather.
Weather. Best weekend so far this year.
No doubt about it. Picture perfect postcard weather.
Just warmer. A little chilly, a little windy on Saturday, but it was still nice.
Beautiful.
But a little warmer yesterday. Gorgeous. Just absolutely gorgeous.
So my wife and I took her mother to Monticello this past weekend, Saturday, to go see Thomas Jefferson's house. Mm-hmm. First time ever.
Okay.
Learned a lot about Thomas Jefferson.
Oh, yeah.
Not good, actually. But either way, beautiful day.
Good in bed.
Beautiful ride. He did a lot for the country. And then the baseball. Okay, didn't start off great with a couple of losses to Toronto, you know, after the big win over Tampa Bay, etc. But then Saturday and Sunday, what a resilient bunch. I got to tell you something. This Oriole team, it's not perfect, and it may not even be a playoff team.
Right.
But it's a lot different from the team from last year.
Yeah.
And they've made a lot of progress.
Yeah, they have. My big takeaway is Basayo. I think he's really
middle of the lineup.
He is coming into his own now, and I think he is a potential star.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt. And Alonso is Alonso. I mean, got off to a slow start, didn't hit a lot. Now all of a sudden, he's cleanup hitter, 110 runs batted in, he's on pace for. This was, you know, is he worth $155 million? I mean, I don't know what the value
Nobody's
is
worth
that.
But that's the way the market goes.
But that's the guy you need to plug into the middle.
Just pitching, you know, pitching and defense remain question marks.
Five straight starts for Bradish now that he's been excellent. So let's see what happens in June.
Very good. All right, Gary, thanks so much. 6:38, 22 minutes now before the hour, 7 o'clock. By the way, Ed Hale, and he is going to be holding a press conference today on Maryland's mail-in ballot failures. So that'll be today at 10 o'clock, I think, over at on Golden Ring Road in Rosedale. So we'll have some coverage of that for you tomorrow here on the program. So on Friday, we talked about what was happening at Delaney Hall, the ICE detention facility in New Jersey. We called out Cash Patel, the FBI director, Todd Blanch, the attorney, acting attorney general, etc. Why were they allowing this kind of behavior? It's disgusting. ICE agents have been assaulted. They've been bitten. They've had things thrown at them. Fires have been set. This is not First Amendment free speech, folks. This is an insurrection. These, and they're highly organized. In fact, I think one of the media influencers infiltrated and got in there. There's a medical tent. There's a food tent. They were serving plates. I mean, this whole thing has been organized. And they need to, A, shut it down, but B, they need to find out who is funding this nonsense. And here, this dude, we didn't know his name at the time, but he was threatening ICE agents and their families. Listen to this.
Children, your wife, come on. All dead.
Put your, my boy.
I have your face, Murphy. You're dead. Dead.
Your voice to back up and put your stick down because I'm about that life.
You said come on? You said come on, right? Yeah, it's small now. Put your stick down. Turn your voice back up. I'm about that life, my boy. I'm about.
That's a Nicholas Skelfo, who has since now been arrested. That was announced by the DOJ over the weekend. He goes, I have your face, mother, you know what, horrific, and threatened the ICE agent and his family as well. So he has now been arrested, and we'll see if he gets the J6 treatment or not. Probably not. That was reserved just for J6ers, as we know. But the New Jersey governor, she has been horrific in this whole thing. Even before that dude was arrested, Mikey Sherrill blaming the ICE agents.
We've seen that over the last couple of days, a lot of peaceful protesting going on, which we're going to continue to support, making sure that people are safe and there's public safety, but going forward, it's peaceful. And what seems to really be inciting a lot of this is are really the ICE agents. So the ICE agents really need to stay out of there. That seems to really be inciting a lot of this right now.
The ICE agents' fault. They're doing their jobs. Their job. They've been doing the same things they were doing under Biden, under Obama. Not so much Biden, but Obama was the deporter in chief. Do you remember? They're doing the exact same things they did under Obama now for Trump. It's just there's more of it happening now. So this again, this is false outrage. This is selective outrage. This is whoever's funding it. I think we know who it is. But this radical New Jersey Governor Mikey Sherrill blaming ICE agents and after these far left thugs were lighting fires and attacking police with weapons at the Newark detention facility. And she's siding with the protesters.
I want to give everyone an update on the situation at Delaney Hall in Newark. As I said yesterday, my focus is on protecting people's right to protest peacefully and ensuring everyone's safety. We know what ICE has done in other states. We know about the hundreds of injuries caused. We know the fear they've caused in communities across the nation. And we know American citizens have been killed, including a mom who had just dropped her child off at school. I refuse to let that happen in New Jersey. I will not give ICE a pretext to expand operations at Delaney Hall or across our state.
The only reason why there are injuries, and because unfortunately a woman, Rebecca Good, remember her, she was killed and the other dude, is that they were interfered with. They obstructed. They get in the middle of intersections. They sit down. They actually were building barriers outside of Delaney Hall. They're attacking and assaulting ICE agents. And when that happens, they are going to protect themselves. You have a right to protest, sure, but they have a right to do their jobs and do them without interference or obstruction by these far left thugs, these Antifa types. All right. More from this radical New Jersey governor. She's like the Spanberger of Jersey, of the swamps of Jersey. Coming up in just a second. 6:43. Traffic away. weather on the threes. Once again, the update. Here's the King, Lugnuts Johnson.
9-8-95 now. The Old Harbor Tunnel is beginning to slow more into the area of the Eastern Avenue Bridge and back towards the Erdman Avenue ramp. So about a 10-minute ride right now. It's not really bad. It's not too stacked up very solidly at this point, but very heavy traffic going into the tunnel. The backup is only right there from Keith Avenue into the Toll Plaza area into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. The lanes are moving. All four lanes are open, but you do have a delay through there. Parkville side of the Beltway now beginning to fill in at Harford Road on the outer loop, and the west side now is not quite back to 795, but it won't be much longer. It's already at Liberty Road. Liberty Road down through Route 40, and then it starts to get better as we go down the hill from Frederick Road towards 95. JFX, you're still good there between Ruxton Road and the ramps downtown. Have not seen any early problems for the ride to the Capitol Beltway, the Parkway, 95, Route 29, with all the lanes clear. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. We get partly sunny today, upper 70s, overnight temps in the mid-50s, and tomorrow will be sunny, mid-70s. Things begin heating up by Wednesday, and right now 57 and sunny in Glen Burnie. It is 62 and partly cloudy in Ocean City. Time to head out to the truck wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Butterball Johnson.
I can't stop eating. I eat because I'm unhappy. And I'm unhappy because I eat. It's a vicious cycle. Sorry. I farted.
Farted. Kraft Dinner is poised to shake up bakeries across the country with the new Kraft Dinner Mac and Cheesecake. It's macaroni and cheesecake, folks. So that's folks at Kraft. I'd try it. Would you try it?
I would try that. I love macaroni
and cheese. Pizza Hut is introducing the new Crispy Parm Pan Pizza. And Pizza Hut's making a comeback, folks. Big story there.
That's fantastic.
Nothing Bundt Cakes bringing back Hershey S'mores Cakes. And have a lot more. I had one of their cupcakes the other day for someone's birthday party, and it was really good.
Oh, yeah.
Really good cupcakes. And it was the white chocolate raspberry.
Ooh.
Yeah, very good. And you know what? Very moist cake. You know, it's like, it did a really good job. Krispy Kreme announcing their Masters of the Universe donuts. Chuck, the He-Man Caramel Crunch Donut, just for you.
That's me.
Okay.
Because what are you going to do, brother?
That's right.
I'll get 20-inch pythons come for you.
If any of you had children or grandchildren that loved Toy Story, in the Toy Story Disney, I think it was Pixar Pictures, they had a Pizza Planet, was a fictitious pizza restaurant. That's now opening up, and there's going to be the Pizza Planet starting out in California, 5 new locations.
Wow. That's kind of cute.
Yeah. So, again, they have Space Ranger Roni, Sheriff's Roundup, and Reach for the Pie at the Pizza Planet. Popeyes is releasing new at-home biscuit mix. So if you like Popeyes biscuits, you can grab some homemade biscuit stuff and do it yourself. Available now at Target, Walmart, and Kroger. Of course, Kroger's not around here, but down south. And in Ellicott City, opening up this summer in Howard County, Buffalo Wild Wings is now bringing its latest takeout-focused restaurant. It's a takeout-only version called Buffalo Wild Wings Go. It's going to be Ellicott City's Turf Valley Town Square Shopping Center, opening up this Saturday, according to a press release. So,
that should be a hit.
Yeah, Buffalo Wild Wings to go. All right, so you can
good stuff.
For your parties your sports events and so on and so forth.
You could
eat
in your car.
You could. In fact,
in
Chuck's case,
it
may never make it as far to the car. It could be consumed.
You can drive with your knees. Get on the belt and drive with your knees.
Could be consumed from the takeout window on the way to the car.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing. Just pointing that out. That is a possibility.
Question is, if I pay for it, do I have the right to eat it where I want, Mr. Casey?
You absolutely do, sir.
Thank you so much.
You can save it for later. You can actually share some with your wife, or you can consume it all.
You gotta be kidding. You gotta be kidding. She's on her own.
All right, Chuck. We'll see you in a couple. Appreciate that. 6:48, 12 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. So, again, this... whoever was at Fox over the weekend, they did a split screen of New Jersey Governor Mikey Sherrill begging anti-ice rioters to bring the temperature down and demanding closure of the ice facility at the time they were rioting. And she's actually saying that ICE agents, they're at fault. They're the actual agitators. They're just trying to do their job and transport prisoners in and out, or detainees, whatever you want to call them, for deportation.
ICE engagement creates an incredibly dangerous situation. It makes the situation worse, and I refuse to back down in fighting the Trump administration and the threats they've made.
That's what this is all about, is fighting the Trump administration. This is another radical Democrat posing, faking it as a moderate, and then getting in and governing from the radical progressive Marxist left, and blaming the Trump administration for doing exactly the same thing that the Obama administration did. Once again, more from Mikey Sherrill.
Today and going forward, I urge those protesting outside of Delaney Hall to bring the temperature down so we can focus on the detainees and their families. So comply with the lawful orders from local and state law enforcement, and let advocates, faith leaders, and members of this community continue their work. Here in America, you have a right to protest and a duty to do so peacefully. The work doesn't stop here. I'm going to keep working with our federal delegation to demand answers. I'm going to keep using every tool at my disposal to get full access to Delaney Hall. And I'm going to keep working for better conditions inside of this facility until it's closed for good. So today I'm calling on the Department of Homeland Security to do the following. Restore visitation for families. Provide appropriate care and medical for all detainees, especially the most vulnerable. Give detainees a meaningful chance to review their cases. Stop pressuring them into signing deportation documents. Here in the United States of America, we can and we must do better. As governor, I swore an oath to the Constitution of New Jersey to promote peace, prosperity, and the lawful rights of everyone in our state. I'm going to uphold that oath.
Every single one of these detainees has gotten due process. They've got an immigration hearing. That's why there's immigration deportation or arrest orders or notice to appear orders or whatever. But she's making demands of the federal government. But here's the truth that she revealed over the weekend about what's going on in Newark.
We know that people from outside the state have been interfering in the protests and escalating them. Five of the six people arrested last night by state police were from outside New Jersey. And some national extremist groups have become involved in the protest here today. To the people coming from out of state to create chaos and dangerous situations, you should not be here.
Yeah, well, again, national extremist groups, Antifa. That's who's there in Newark. And she spoke the truth out loud. Five out of the six, they're being well-funded, well-organized. And of course, they're showing up in every state where they want to create problems for ICE. And that's got to be brought to a halt. And Scott Bessent, good for him. Over the weekend in an interview, he said that they're going to be looking into who is funding Antifa and these national extremist groups. At 6:51, you're listening to KC and Company.
Is your roof old, leaking, or damaged? Peak Custom Remodeling is taking 25% off all roofing projects now through June 15th. Peak is a CertainTeed premier credentialed roofing company, meaning their team maintains strict standards for installer training and product knowledge. This means Peak is able to offer warranties backed by CertainTeed and peace of mind that no other roofer in Maryland can. Call 443-988-PEAK or go to peakcustomremodeling.com for 25% off roofing. That's 443-988-7325.
Nino Mangione here. I've spent the last 8 years in Annapolis fighting for you. I am the fighter we need on the Baltimore County Council to cut taxes, support law enforcement, and bring transparency to Baltimore County. I am Nino Mangione, and you can count on me. Early voting starts June 11th through the 18th, Election Day on June 23rd.
We need strong Republican leadership. Nino Mangione for Baltimore County Council. Authority, friends of Nino Mangione. Lawrence Heinlein, Treasurer.
Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
Listen Sunday at 4 p.m. for Prosper with Keith Singer. Keith brings you financial planning tips because he wants you to prosper in your retirement. That's Prosper with Keith Singer, Sunday at 4 p.m. on 680 AM WCBM. Singer Wealth Advisors is an SEC-registered investment advisory firm.
Your next news update is minutes away at the top of the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
6:53 traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, we're up to about a 15-minute delay now and building southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels, getting back into the area of the Erdman Avenue ramp on 895, maybe now back towards Pulaski Highway. 95, not quite back to Moravia Road, but almost. So we're starting to range up now from 15 to 20 to 25-minute delays southbound. That would be all the normal stuff there. The west side outer loop now is just now touching 795. So 795 to Frederick Road, then it gets better. The Parkville side, you're going to be delayed with a heavy pocket there on the outer loop now from Hartford Road coming around towards Providence Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. It'll be a partly sunny day today. Highs in the upper 70s, mid-50s tonight. Then the heat begins to build coming this Wednesday. Will be up into the 90s. Right now, we're looking at 58 and sunny in Severn, 57 in Parkville. I want to congratulate Delegate Nino Mangione, who on Saturday was appointed to be the replacement for Wade Catch in District 3. Wade tried to vote himself a nice little golden parachute there, and he's retired due to health reasons. But the Baltimore County Central Republican Committee got two voting members, that of Kate Sullivan and Ray Bocelli, voting for Nino Mangione, of course. District now he's running again in the newly redrawn District 5. Because they're expanding the Baltimore County Council, but from now until the election is held in this November, he is going to be your Baltimore County Councilman. Nino has worked very, very hard, and he has paid attention to these local issues. He's been all over them, and I think there is no one that was more qualified and a better choice than now. The one thing that stuck out to me, and I'm going to take an equals a swipe at both the Baltimore Sun and the Baltimore Banner. Here is the headline of the Banner. Nino Mangione, a proudly MAGA delegate, appointed Northern Baltimore County Councilman, and the Baltimore Sun described him as a MAGA Republican. Now, every other Republican in these stories got no descriptive adjectives whatsoever, and the Democrats, of course, got none. No loopy lefty Kathy Klossmeyer or progressive Marxist whoever. No adjectives. The only person that got an adjective, and Nino doesn't care that he's being characterized as a MAGA guy, because he likes Trump, loves Trump. And he loves MAGA. But I do think it's a little bit of a double standard when you have that kind of descriptive language being used for only one candidate, only one out of everybody that's described in the story. So Baltimore Sun, you can do better. Baltimore Banner, well, you're a leftist rag anyway, so we know that. Alan Kittleman, who I do like. I like Alan. I like the family. I've known them for a long time. They've been friends of the show. They used to appear with us all the time. He wrote an op-ed over the weekend in the Baltimore Sun, Why I'm Leaving the GOP. He said after 50 years as a registered Republican, he says he's made the difficult decision to leave the party, become an affiliated voter. He and his family spent generations in Howard County, but he says the party we devoted our lives to no longer exists. The GOP once stood for limited government, fiscal discipline, and individual liberty. Today it is defined by loyalty to one man, Donald Trump. Principles that once guided Republican leaders, even in moments of national crisis, have been replaced by a demand for personal allegiance. He said he hoped this was temporary, sat through 16, 20, and now 2024. But the Republican Party has fully become the Trump Party. He goes, my own beliefs have not changed. I remain a fiscal conservative and social moderate. But the GOP no longer does. And to be clear, he says he's not joining the Democrats. He's now going to be an unaffiliated person. He says this isn't a rejection of the people in my life who remain Republicans. This isn't a conversion to the other side. I just can no longer put my name next to a culture that treats disagreement as warfare and political opponents as enemies. He says leaving the Republican Party was painful. It meant stepping away from a lifelong identity and family legacy I deeply respect, but staying would have meant accepting what the party has become, and I refuse to do that. So he's no longer Republican. He's blaming Trump for the conversion.
Was Lockdown Larry Hogan the ghostwriter of this op-ed? Because I feel like he could have been. And I would have understood it more if Kittleman wrote it about the Republican Party under Hogan in Maryland. I would understand why you get sick of it. But I couldn't help but notice he doesn't actually say what issues he disagrees with. What has Trump actually done that's wrong that he doesn't like? He doesn't. We're not supposed to blindly follow him. But Trump is actually carrying out the Republican values that all of our other candidates have said they stand for and said they will do when they get in office, and then they do nothing. So Trump is actually doing it. But he never actually listed what his actual specific issues are.
Well, just the fact that,
Trump.
You know, the personal allegiance, it was, again, Ken Paxton, I guess, got Trump's endorsement, but not John Cornyn. And now Trump is going against Nancy Mace in South Carolina. And look, if you cross his agenda, he represents
our agenda.
Exactly. You had 71 million people that voted for President Trump to be the head of the party. And look, I will tell you, with all due respect to Alan Kittleman, he was part of the problem here in the state of Maryland. He's part of the deep state. He's part of the swampy GOP, the lockdown Larrys of the world, and the others, the Steve Hershey's and so on and so forth, that have held back the Republican Party from advancing and building itself. And we've watched what the swamp has done, the Uniparty, of which he is one here in Maryland, and it's gotten us to this point. So,
is he really a saint, or is he just lining up a run to run as an independent for Howe County executive in the fall? Since there's no Republican candidate, by the way, thank you, Maryland Republican Party.
All right, it's 7 o'clock. You're listening to Casey and Company.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBN, Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. Armeth Thomason. It is another jolt for the tenuous U.S.-Iran ceasefire. The U.S. and Iran have traded fire again. At the same time, Israeli forces have pushed deeper into Lebanon than they've been in more than a quarter century, going after Iranian proxy Hezbollah. Amid all of the uncertainty, President Trump is insisting that all will work out in the end. He says Iran really wants to make a deal.
The president says such a deal would be a good one for Washington and its allies. However, Mr. Trump also says it was tougher to negotiate with Iran amid all the political commentary surrounding the conflict. His post on social media comes only hours after the U.S. military says it struck Iranian military sites. Mr. Trump's remarks also come after Iran's Revolutionary Guards said they targeted a U.S. base in response.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart. Backed by the U.K., the French Navy has intercepted another Russia-linked oil tanker under international sanctions. Steps are taken to address violent protests at a site in New Jersey's largest city.
There's now a curfew around Delaney Hall, an immigration detention center in Newark, New Jersey, where clashes have happened between protesters and federal agents, including ICE, that's now drawing in local and state police. Governor Mikey Sherrill describes one over the weekend where she says three protesters were arrested.
They threw projectiles, they used barriers as weapons, and lit tires on fire in the streets.
Those comments, courtesy WABC, Newark Mayor Roz Baraka imposing a curfew from 9 p.m. until 6 a.m. around Delaney Hall. I'm Julie Walker.
Forget the musical acts. President Trump says he will headline the Great American State Fair celebration of America's 250th anniversary later this month on the National Mall. Dow futures up 216 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
If you want unlimited talk, text, and data on a super fast network, Big Wireless will sell it to you right now for as little as $70 a month. Or you can buy it from Pure Talk for half of that. I'm talking about unlimited talk, text, and data for just $34.99 a month. But wait, there's more. When you switch to Pure Talk, you'll be switching to an American wireless company that's committed to keeping 100% of its customer service in this country. I appreciate that. In fact, that's why I switched. I also appreciate the way they support our vets and our skilled workforce. Dial pound 250, say micro, and get unlimited talk, text, and unlimited data for just $34.99 a month. That's pound 250 micro. Stop paying twice what you need to pay for the service you want and switch to an American wireless company that actually stands for something.
Pure Talk.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Looks like there might be a new problem here on I-70 coming in to the ramp area at Route 29. Had a report there was a broken down vehicle in the area. The initial report said it was westbound, but this backup now is eastbound. So if you're coming in from Route 40, you're coming in from Marriottsville Road, right there at the ramp at 29, there is a delay. It looks like it may be moving a little better here once again. So maybe the vehicle got off the roadway, but right now there is a backup eastbound on I-70 at 29. We're trying to get some more information on that. Your normal beltway delays are there on the Parkville side, down the immediate west side from 795 to Frederick Road. And we're at least 15 to maybe 20-minute delays now southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Here at Fox 45 forecast, we've got a nice and quiet start to June with a mix of clouds and sunshine today and highs in the warm upper 70s. Mostly cloudy tonight, temperatures fall back into the mid-50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
58 degrees in Abingdon and 57 in Owings Mills at 7:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Fox 45 reports that in a May 8, 2022 post on X, Wes Moore wrote, "When I was an Army captain and led soldiers into combat in Afghanistan, we lived by a simple principle, leave no one behind." After a year-long investigation, Spotlight on Maryland found no documentary evidence that Moore led soldiers into combat, but it is representative of how Moore, now governor of Maryland, often speaks about his time in Afghanistan, using language that could lead one to reasonably believe he was a leader of frontline paratroopers in the 82nd Airborne Division and that he experienced direct fire combat. It's a claim Spotlight on Maryland has asked Moore and his superior officer, then Lieutenant Colonel Mike Fenzel, to provide evidence of, but a request they have denied. And a small amphibious airplane landed in the Assawoman Bay off Ocean City, Maryland on Sunday afternoon after experiencing what appears to be a mechanical issue involving one of its stabilizing floats, authorities said. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 228, the pick 4, 5956. 7:05 on Casey and Company. Steinhold Sports coming up next.
Is your roof leaking? Do you have water spots in your walls or ceilings? Do you have leaks around your chimney or skylights? If so, then you may need to repair or replace your roof before that damage escalates. Call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing, family-owned and operated, is your full-service roofing company, specializing in steep and flat roofs, all types of metal roofs, gutters, downspouts, and skylights. They do residential and commercial roofs. Getting a roof repaired is something most homeowners dread, and when the roof does need repair, it's important to get not only the finest quality materials available, but a fair and reasonable price on installing those materials as well. So if your roof is showing signs of wear or other problems, call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing does roof repair and replacement. Call Wallace Roofing today. Wallace Roofing, 410-655-3700. MHIC number 1566. Wallace Roofing. Remember, above all, a good roof.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Sports at 7:05, brought to you by Fawn and Indermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, my guys. And speaking of my guys, how about Kyle Bradish looking like the Cy Young contender he was in 2023?
Farsho bounces it to Alonso, feeds it to Bradish. Six shutout innings for Kyle Bradish.
He's Matt Frisgerzian and on NBC Peacock with the call. Seven strong for Bradish. Just one unearned run allowed as the Birds jump out to a 9-0 lead yesterday and hold on for a 9-5 win. Bradish now a 1.72 ERA over his last five starts. Here's manager Albernez after the game.
Both breaking balls, curveball and a slido, were outstanding and throwing a ton of strikes, being efficient, and both fastballs were playing in the zone. He was just
Birds off today, start 3 at Fenway tomorrow night. Meanwhile, elsewhere in the East, the Yanks did something interesting yesterday in Sacramento.
Driven deep to right field, going back is Cortez. He's got the plate off the wall. Schumann scores. Wells scores. Rice has himself a two-run triple.
Michael Kay with the call on the Yes Network. Ben Rice with a double and a triple. Four runs batted in a 13-run third inning for New York. The Yanks pound the A's 13-8. The final, the MLB record for most runs in a third inning, happens to be 14. PGA Tour yesterday, Russell Henley was at the top of his game when it mattered the most.
It was a nice-looking strike.
And apply pressure. He's got a four-footer for birdie.
What wonderful spin control right there. Landed it right on top of the knoll.
And he nailed it, winning the Charles Schwab Challenge in a playoff over Eric Cole. Henley walking away with $1.782 million and surpassing the $50 million mark in PGA Tour career earnings, putting him at 17th on the all-time list. Coming up in 30 minutes, looking a gift horse in the mouth. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer, serving Baltimore for 125 years and one of the few that offer same-day service while others are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tune-up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. They're my guys.
From Reisterstown to Big Town, from Westminster to Bel Air South, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Yeah, and our number is 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM 680. Email us am680wcbm.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hagrick. You just now tuning in, you missed in the first hour. Lieutenant Governor says, hey, ballot errors happened every election. The insurrection at the Newark ICE detention facility, and news that Delegate Nino Mangione has won a spot on the, been appointed to the Baltimore County Council, and Alan Kittleman taking the ways of Lockdown Larry. He's quitting the GOP, although Lockdown Larry hasn't quit, actually, as of yet, but he should. That would be welcome news for most of us. Now, top story here coming up in this hour. The Baltimore Jewish community is demanding that the governor discipline former Senator Jill Carter. We'll tell you why. Power to the people and a bunch of America haters are gathering at Meriwether Post Pavilion. They're coming out in droves during the 250th birthday of America. And, of course, our top story, Westmore's combat story, just doesn't add up. I know Kristen wanted to make one more point.
I just wanted to clarify, you know, Lockdown Larry did flirt with the No Labels Party, though.
He did.
Remember, he's above it all. He's above the fights and the petty.
But he didn't actually sever, did he? I don't think he actually severed.
Because he did polling and could see that he was not the big star across the country that his yes men were telling him here in the state.
And neither is Westmore. One of the reasons why, they're both Uniparty members, folks. Remember, Westmore was a college Republican. He, of course, now, well, let's flashback, if you will. This is Martha Raddatz of ABC grilling, yes, a lefty reporter grilling our governor when he was failed to correct people who said that he was a Bronze Star recipient.
But in 2008, on PBS, they said, they introduced you, Gwen Ifill, saying you had earned a Bronze Star medal. That's 2008. 2010, you were on the Colbert Show. When he said you had a Bronze Star, you did not correct him. You had to know you did not have one then.
Well, it was, I did not go back and, you know, go back and tell the Pentagon, hey, I was told to put this on my application, and didn't. And honestly, at that
but
point...
Not, I'm not talking about the Pentagon. I'm talking about you knew in those interviews you did not have one.
No, because even at the time of those interviews, it wasn't something that I even thought about. When I came home, it wasn't something I even thought about. I didn't think about the fact that, hey, I wonder if my paperwork processed out. But now I'm thankful that the military, after they found out that the paperwork was lost and didn't process, that they came back and awarded me the Bronze Star. So I do have a Bronze Star that I earned in Afghanistan and a combat action badge that I earned in Afghanistan. So I'm proud of that, but that's not why I served.
But and do you regret not correcting when you were introduced that way?
I mean, I don't regret not going back and consistently looking over my service records.
Okay. Well, you were allowing people to believe you are a Bronze Star recipient. We know that. Drew Sullins at Sinclair has done an excellent job in delving into these records. Coming up, we'll tell you it's all about the combat action badge. And what he received that for was an indirect fire incident. Yes, you're in jeopardy somewhat. Your safety is in question. But he has led us to believe he led troops into combat totally different. Totally different, much like the Bronze Star thing, which was a retroactive Bronze Star. And now we have the latest details we'll share with you in just a moment regarding his alleged direct fire combat action badge, which is a lie, folks. 713 traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
And there is a problem now at the Old Harbor Tunnel. Broken down vehicle apparently in the right lane southbound on 895. And as you're coming into the tunnel, you'll see the red X in the right lane. So it's a single lane to the left. The backup very quickly went back towards Pulaski Highway. And the backup now is pretty solid. So right there alone, 20 to 25 minute delay southbound. It looks like right now they're still staying out of that right lane, even though some traffic is trying to sneak through there a little bit on the right side of 895. So that happened right after our last report at about 7:05. So already it's been there at least 10 minutes. So now we're going to take a little bit of a hit, and we're going to be slow going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel, and the tail end of that backup now will also be back into the area at Moravia Road. Appears whatever that was on I-70, and we had a report it was a broken down vehicle eastbound at Route 29. Got it to the shoulder. The backup is very quickly gone, and that's good news for the traffic coming in on 70 from Marriottsville Road and eventually over to Route 29. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast, partly sunny today, upper 70s, mid-50s tonight. Pretty much the same for Tuesday, and then we start heating up on Wednesday. Sunny and 57 in Bel Air, 61 in Dundalk. Time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
Hi, President Trump, after hunkering down with his cabinet in the White House for a closed-door session in the Situation Room, has now sent amendments or changes to the Iran peace deal after that meeting. There are some things he wasn't really crazy about. He talked about it in his interview with his daughter-in-law, Lara Trump, on Fox over the weekend.
One guarantee that I have to have is that there will be no nuclear weapons. They've agreed to that. It was very interesting. They originally said, we will not develop a nuclear weapon. I said, well, what happens if you buy a nuclear weapon? So now it says we will not develop or in any way purchase a military weapon. That's a big difference. So we're getting what we want slowly. Very tough negotiators. It takes a long time. I'm in no hurry. I'd like to say I'm in a hurry because, you know, gasoline prices are going to come tumbling down. But if you're going to be in a hurry, you're not going to make a good deal. And slowly but surely, we're getting, I think, what we want. And if we don't get what we want, we're going to end it a different way.
Yeah. Well, again, develop, that means to purchase, to acquire, to trade for, to negotiate for. In any way, shape, or form, the red line is no nuclear weapons, and there'll be no dollars unless we get the dust that's buried in that mountain after Operation Midnight Hammer. The president wanted to make sure that was language was included. And he said there's really two things that are driving his reluctance to do the deal, and those are going to get pretty much adjudicated quickly.
Two things were there. Number one, the strait has to be opened immediately and has to be free, no tolls, et cetera, et cetera. And number two is they can't have a nuclear weapon. That's all there is. It's very simple. And then we're going to get out of there.
Yeah. That's what everybody would like to see. And you can already see that there's hope. Prices of oil have gone down to like under $90 a barrel. You see the gas prices starting to drop already. And that is on the future that the war is going to end and Iran will not have a nuclear weapon. The Strait of Hormuz will be open. and their proxies are going to be defunded, and eventually they can get their own money back. But they'll be watched like hawks. By the way, Gold Star mom Tina Peters will be freed today from the Colorado prison that I think she was wrongly incarcerated at. So congratulations, and we wish her all the best, and hopefully her battle with health will be she can get back to recovery now. Newt Gingrich says, quote, "I am now convinced President Trump is on the edge of an historic victory in Iran." The physician of the president released his complete records over the weekend. He's in great health, again, from his heart to his cognition, 30 out of 30 on the cognitive test. Gained a little weight since the last physical, but and again, I don't remember Joe Biden releasing this kind of detail at all. And again, we get a glowing report. Some minor bruising on the hands from shaking hands, all and being on an aspirin, regimen, and as well as some swollen ankles. They're keeping an eye on that as well. But everything else, all his lab work, we did find out he is on a statin for high cholesterol. As well, so that is something. But that does not surprise me with his diet, that he loves his McDonald's and so on and so forth. A judge has blocked the Kennedy Center restoration effort and told Trump that he illegally added his name to the Kennedy Center. It says the Donald J. Trump Kennedy Center. Of course, they both names are on there. So the president said, "Okay, that's what you want." He's going to punt it to Congress now. You fix it. I did what I could to renovate a dilapidated, deteriorating Kennedy Center. It was an embarrassment, but now it's up to Congress to fix it, and they can do whatever they want with it. And again, the president still, again, is taking to make sure the ballroom is being constructed to his satisfaction. The president say America's back. After the musicians pulled out of the Great American State Fair, we heard from people. We'll get to that in the next hour as to who pulled out and why, and why it's no big deal. But now the president is proposing a hold in a giant political rally on, and this is kind of like, all right, you think it's two-part? There was no, look, you know what happened here? The commission that was in charge of America 250 were all Bidenites. Okay, they're all Bidenistas, and they're the ones who invited the people like Lefty Martina McBride and so on and so forth. So just the fact that Trump is now president, that is what the alleged partisan nature of this contest. This is about celebrating America, just like the Bicentennial was. That was a wonderful Bicentennial bipartisan moment, but they don't want to give Trump his due. Now there's this big No Kings rally on June 14th for the president's birthday, by the way, which is Flag Day. They just, every step of the way, these Trump-deranged Democrats, who hate America, by the way it's currently constructed, continue to cause problems. President Trump is not going to endorse Nancy Mace in her South Carolina race. He instead is giving Republican South Carolina Lieutenant Governor Pamela Yvette his complete and total endorsement there. Republicans are winning the war of U.S. congressional redistricting state by state. That is good news. And that is something that clearly is going to help with the midterms, which the president wanted in the first place when he started in Texas. That's the way it went down 498 days into the new golden age.
And we are just getting started.
Now, we often tell you that your hearing is really, really important as we age, of course, when any loss of hearing is concerning, but it can lead to social isolation, and in some cases also from a cultural standpoint and a physical standpoint, it could lead to early dementia. That's why we want to make sure that you get your hearing tested, especially at the age of 50 and or up. Get a benchmark hearing test. Know where your hearing is today, now, and then every year or every 2 years, whatever it is, whatever you decide, get it tested again. Or if you're having any kind of symptomatic hearing loss, then make an appointment today with our good friends at Audiology Associates. Dr. Melissa Segev and her team take a gentle, empathetic approach to your hearing issues. And again, with 10 locations to serve you in the Baltimore Metro, there's one near you. And again, they helped my wife just a couple of years ago with a bit about of a tinnitus that she was having, and got her through that. And now, of course, she's A-okay and hearing pretty good. It's a minor hearing loss in one ear, but now we know we can keep track of it and make sure that she's protected from loud noises and things of that nature. So that's the kind of thing we're talking about here. Much like a vision test or your annual physical, get that hearing checked out today at Audiology Associates. Call for your appointment 410-944-3100 or go online at aaiaudiology.com.
Looking for the perfect shooting experience? Come to Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town. Don't forget to ask about our brand new gold and silver memberships. Enjoy unlimited range time, advanced lane reservations, and exclusive discounts on firearms, accessories, and training. Visit us right now and take advantage of our extensive inventory of firearms and accessories. Visit FreeStateGunRange.com or stop by today. Free State Gun Range. Shop. Shoot. Improve.
One candidate has been endorsed by Baltimore County Police. Nino Mangione. One candidate has been endorsed by Baltimore County firefighters. Nino Mangione. Congressman Andy Harris said, "We need Nino Mangione on the Baltimore County Council. We need strong Republican leadership. Nino Mangione for council." Authority. Friends of Nino Mangione. Lawrence Heinlein, treasurer.
In a world of rising grocery and gas prices, jacked up interest rates, and increased insurance rates, there's one thing that remains an incredible value. In fact, it's free with no monthly fees. Download the WCBM mobile app today for your favorite shows, news, sports, traffic, and weather, and all the info and entertainment you need. Listen or stream us live. Download the app and stay connected with Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
7:23, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the King, Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, so the broken down vehicle cleared right as we were ending that last report. They reopened the right lane at the old Harford Tunnel. That broken down vehicle was in there for about 15, maybe 20 minutes in the right lane. So we were a single lane for a while, and 895 is backed up pretty solidly now back to the Erdman Avenue ramp, and may even be back even beyond that towards Pulaski Highway. So you have to be ready for that. In the meantime, the traffic gets the word back up in Rosedale on 95 that there is a delay at 895. So 95 now is pretty solid from Moravia Road all the way through the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Both tunnels right now sporting at least a 25-minute delay on the southbound side. JFX, you've been good. Nothing major there. The Beltway has all the normal stuff as you're traveling on the Parkville side coming down the west side. Yeah, it was already 795 down to Frederick Road. Just going to change the camera here towards Green Spring. Get a quick look there on the inner loop. And not too bad right now for the traffic east of Park Heights Avenue. The pace is good over to the ramp at the JFX. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Partly sunny today. Upper 70s for your high. And it's going to heat up on Wednesday. Right now, sunny 60 in Millersville. It is 62 in Middle River. 34 years ago today, we were the happiest people on the planet. My wife and I gave birth to our firstborn son, Hunter. And he's 34 years of age today. And I know he's getting ready to jump on a plane to California for work. So, again, not the best way you want to celebrate your birthday, but I just want to say happy birthday to Hunter. Your mom and I are so proud of the man you've become, the great father, the great husband, and a great family man, and of course your personal success as well. So I want to wish you a happy birthday. We love you dearly. Thanks so much for all the pleasure over the years. It was just hard to believe it's been 34 years. Starting to feel a little bit older. 7:26, 26 minutes after the hour. Governor Wes Moore wrote in May of 2022, "When I was an Army captain and led soldiers into combat in Afghanistan, we lived by a simple principle, leave no one behind. Spotlight on Maryland, after a year-long investigation, found no documentary evidence that Moore led soldiers into combat. In 2014, a year before releasing his second book, Moore told USO Magazine on Patrol that, quote, part of the primary mission in Afghanistan was to engage and draw offensive engagements from the enemy, something that in military terminology is called a movement to contact. Again, did not happen. In 2015, in his book, The Work, My Search for a Life That Matters, Moore says he was an experienced combat leader. In vivid language, he said, we knew there was a very good chance we'd be shot at when we got to Afghanistan. When I heard those first bullets, for a moment, I felt my body flood with fear and tried not to let the fear control me." End of quote. In remarkably descriptive language, Moore writes of, quote, "the sound of shells buzzing past your ears, a flurry of divots from enemy bullets leaping out of the earth around your feet." He talks of leading his paratroopers and responding with overwhelming force, then walking away alive and grateful after the engagement with a new resolve to question why his own life matters. March of 2021, the governor told soon-to-be Orioles owner David Rubenstein that, quote, whether or not he had asked for an office job to avoid being shot at, he said, no, not at all. I was very clear. I went over and led a group of paratroopers as a special ops officer over there working in information operations, and we're very much in the field. I literally, within the first days of Afghanistan, started seeing firsthand, literally, when you see your first firefight, you start seeing just what kind of fighting is going on in Afghanistan, end of quote. There is no evidence that Moore was ever in direct fire combat. He did not receive a combat action badge for direct fire combat. Later in that year, when he was deployed, he did receive a combat action badge for what was called indirect fire. That was when he was at the an Army base, and that Army base received some small arms fire, no casualties, that occurred at the base where Moore's brigade headquarters were located. So, yes, he did serve. He was in a combat zone. He eventually did get a Bronze Star. But his claims that he saw firefights, that he heard bullets whizzing, saw divots in the ground, etc., there is no evidence that can support that. None. And both of his commanders either won't give answers or say it's up to him to release his military records. And so there was no combat action badge for direct fire combat. And again, that is a form of stolen valor if you are trying to lead us to believe that you actually led troops into combat. That did not happen, according to the records. So that is a problem. That is a huge problem. That is embellishing one's own service record for political purposes, for political gain. And that is what people are talking about. Many of the veterans I spoke to are really annoyed at, especially this governor. And the fact that he won't release his records pretty much tells you everything you need to know. Get your thoughts on that as well. Hey, today's the day. I'm heading in to see Mayor and or Mayor, either Mayor, at Town Appliance right off Reisterstown Road. Today's the day we ordered the refrigerator, so we'll be heading in to the Owings Mills store, Town Appliance right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills. They're having a great Memorial Day of a scheduled sale. It's actually extended where you can get up to 50% off incredible appliances, high-end brands like Bosch and others. So check them out. Five-star service, competitive pricing. They want you as a customer for life. TownAppliance.com or right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills. Tell them I sent you. 7:30, time for the latest news headlines, and here's Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. A Baltimore City Fire Department member sustained a minor injury after crews battled a two-alarm fire Sunday evening, officials confirmed. Units were dispatched in the 1100 block of Cedarcroft Road in response to a reported dwelling fire on May 31st at around 5 p.m. Once there, firefighters observed a two-story brick house with smoke visible from the front and an active fire at the rear. Officials reported that the fire has since been extinguished. And the suspect in a shooting that killed one Carroll County Sheriff's deputy and injured another was apprehended on Sunday, May 31st, in Surry County, North Carolina. Earlier Sunday, the suspect, 55-year-old Michael Puckett, was spotted on a wildlife game camera on Green Hill Road in Surry County, according to the Wyville Police Department. And at least two people were hospitalized following a three-vehicle crash in Nottingham on Sunday evening, according to officials. Fire crews and Baltimore County Police responded to the crash at around 5:45 p.m. on May 31st in the 9500 block of Bel Air Road. Officials said multiple patients, including both adults and children, were evaluated at the scene. Three ambulances responded, and at least two people were taken to the hospital. And an early morning fire at a single-story duplex in Elkton displaced six adults and caused an estimated $250,000 in damages, according to the Office of the State Fire Marshal. The fire was reported at about 9:15 a.m. on May 31st at 231 Hollingsworth Manor in Cecil County. Investigators said the fire was discovered by a resident after he heard a popping sound coming from a rear bedroom. Fire officials said when the occupant checked the room, he found heavy smoke and evacuated safely. 7:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Hi, Sean. Casey with Vinny Steele, owner of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Vinny, you were telling me about some of the success your customers are having with your Fix It to Sell program.
Yeah, Sean, it's an absolute game changer. We just helped the Martinez family who needed to sell their mother's home in order to help fund her retirement. So getting every dollar possible was very important. They had a quote from a contractor. They were planning on doing significant renovations to the home. I was able to cut out parts of the bid that would not yield a good return, use my own contractors for less than half of the original bid. We managed all the contractors and timelines for a stress-free experience. And Sean, we just went under contract in 4 days for 100% of list price, which was the highest ever sold in that community.
Well, it doesn't get much better than that. If you want to get the most money possible, call or text my good friend Vinny Steele at 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515 or visit VinnySteele.com. That's VinnySteele.com.
It's 7:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Well, both the tunnels are still moving traffic in the last 10 minutes. Or so, no new problems since the broken down vehicle about 25 minutes ago in the Old Harbor Tunnel. But right now, we're still there, about a 20-minute delay, both on 95 and 895 South, 95 and 395 Russell Street, the big interchange there at Camden Yards. All the lanes are open. If you're right there at Camden Yards, there was a wreck early this morning, and it looks like city police and fire might still be there around the area. Dr. King on the southbound side at the intersection at Washington Boulevard. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Here at Fox 45 forecast, we've got a nice and quiet start to June with a mix of clouds and sunshine today and highs in the warm upper 70s. Mostly cloudy tonight, temperatures fall back into the mid-50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports is brought to you by the Game Room at Yorktown Social in Cockeysville, the total game changer. A budding superstar right in front of our very eyes here at Camden Yards.
Messiah rips that one into right. It's going to score Rutschman easily. Alonso to third.
Call on NBC Peacock. Samuel Basayo's RBI double part of a five-run third that broke it open yesterday as the Birds take the Jays 9-5 the final. They split the four-game set after losing the first two. Post-game reaction from manager Albernez on his rookie phenom.
He's so young at 21 and doing what he's doing behind the plate. He's been outstanding defensively, calling the game, the investment with the pitchers, and also at the plate.
Basayo went 5-for-9 in the series with three walks against the Blue Jays. Average now was up to .283 on the year, looking like a legit Rookie of the Year candidate. Elsewhere in baseball, the Rocky Mountain Air apparently agreed with the visiting Giants yesterday.
Left field and gone! Grand slam! That's how you make them pay for an intentional walk to load them up in front of you.
Dave Fleming had the call in NBC Sports Bay Area. Willie Adames, grand slam in the fifth, broke open a 7-3 game, and the Giants never looked back, crushing Colorado yesterday. 19-6 was the final at Coors Field. And by the way, coming into that game, San Francisco had scored the least runs in the majors. Now that dubious distinction belongs to Kansas City. Absences at OTAs present opportunities for others to get reps with the starters, and three players who took advantage of that last week for the Ravens were wide receiver Devontae Walker, cornerback TJ Tampa, and defensive lineman Aeneas Peebles. Ravens will be back at it today for another round of voluntaries. The mandatory minicamp begins next week. French Open, fourth round action this morning. College Park's Francis Tiafoe takes on Italy's Matteo Arnaldi at 10 a.m. He's the last American men's hope at Roland Garros Stadium. And on the women's side, top-seeded Aryna Sabalenka takes on number 16 Naomi Osaka at 2:15 this afternoon. And finally, how about this from over the weekend? Pope Leo XIV met with Chicago's far left-leaning mayor, Brandon Johnson, as he led a Chicago delegation in a trip to the Vatican. Well, Johnson presented Pope Leo with an array of apparel from Chicago, including a Chicago Cubs hat. Pope Leo, a noted fan of Chicago's other baseball team, the White Sox, refused to put the hat on, joking he was already wearing a hat. The time now is 7:37. When we return, Toto, we're not in Kansas anymore.
Go!
Jerry Stein here. Looking for the ultimate spot to unwind? Well, Yorktown Social in Cockeysville is my place. Trust me, they've got it all. Signature cocktails like the Boozy Bank Vault or a refreshing Blueberry Lemon Drop. Plus 20 craft drafts on tap, all displayed on a big screen so you can pick your favorite. Catch the Ravens or Orioles on their massive 100-inch TV or kick back in the outdoor courtyard bar. Their happy hour is Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. You'll find them in the far corner of Yorktown Plaza. And if you see me there, be sure to say hi.
So, Sean, you had brought this up a little while back, off air, I think it was, the Abdul Carter Jackson Dart situation up in New York.
Yeah, Jackson had introduced President Trump at a New York appearance, and, of course, Abdul Carter, who is a, I guess, a radical lefty, and that's his prerogative, whatever, he took issue with it, and, of course, it created a locker room issue for the New York Giants.
And it's interesting, because a locker room issue in New York is different than a locker room issue in Baltimore.
Coach Harbaugh's figuring that out the hard way.
Right. So let's hear from John Harbaugh. Quick cut on his comment about this Carter-Jackson-Dart situation.
It was a great opportunity. It was really a good opportunity for us as a football team to have these kind of conversations around a real life incident.
So remember, Trump went to the White House, and that was a thing here in Baltimore for a little while. I'm sorry, not Trump. Harbaugh went to the
White House. Both the Harbaughs.
Correct. Yeah. And that was a thing. But it died down quickly in Baltimore. It's not going to die down in New York. This is going to carry on for a little while. Now, Carter, they've made up, et cetera, et cetera. But it's a lesson for Harbaugh in general that things just don't die off in New York. They want to carry them, the media I'm talking about, as long as possible.
And it's also a lesson that politics now is pervasive. It's everywhere. It's in sports. It's in entertainment, as we've seen. You can't get away from it. And it's just, there are times, I think, when you should leave, like we always say, politics stops at the water's edge when people would go overseas. Well, really, when people are going to sporting events or entertainment venues or whatever, you should leave politics out of it. And again, you should, whatever you do in your own life is up to you. But now they're dragging everything in, whether it's the locker room or, you know, whether it's concerts.
When was the last conservative player that you can remember saying something about a liberal player who went to go see Obama or whatever? I mean, can you remember anything like that?
No, it's usually in response to criticism, like Enes Kanter and others, of course, that were called out for their being conservative or supporting conservative causes. No, mostly, we're going to get to that here in just a second, on the difference between both ideologies and what happens when there's a conservative president. They just go bonkers.
I'll be listening.
All right. Thanks, Gary. Appreciate that. 7:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. So America 250, we start the celebration now. We're about a month away from our 250th birthday, roughly, about 33 days until the Independence Day, 2026. We celebrate our 250th anniversary. All sorts of events have been planned, from the state fair, where we heard people like Martina McBride. As I said earlier this hour, there were lefties that set this up under Joe Biden. They invited other lefties like Martina McBride and other, of course, now they've bagged out or whatever. Look, you go back to Martina McBride, she has been a radical lefty for as long as I can remember. Great voice, great performer. I do like her music. I don't like her politics whatsoever. But the fact is, there should be no surprises. That again, and I want to point out in this particular case, and this is what this kind of is pervasive. Conservatives, by and large, fly the American flag, whether it's a Republican or a Democrat in office. That's just what we do. We may oppose a president's policies, be it Obama, be it Biden, whatever, but we still love the country, and we want America to succeed. Conversely, the modern left increasingly treats patriotism as conditional. When their preferred party is out of power, America suddenly becomes this dark, oppressive, racist, morally broken country. And that's how they think of this country. It's so sad. Here's an example on MS Now attacking America's 250th birthday, saying that patriotism rings false.
But every 50 years since its founding, America has made a big deal of celebrating its anniversary. It's supposed to be a time for the country to reflect on its history and on its values, but it's also been used to push a narrative about national pride and unity that rings false for many people.
And that's just one example. Dana Bash over at CNN had Doug Burkham on yesterday questioning him about the narrative. Has this become a partisan? Now, remember, President Trump only suggested the political rally, MAGA rally, after these people pulled out. He had no intention of doing this. In fact, they didn't even plan this. It was the Biden administration. And then you got people like Bruce Springsteen, who led that one of that seven-minute rant at Nationals Park the other day. The boss has become more of a beta soy boy in his old age. Again, now we got this Power to the People concert, this festival that sold out Friday at Meriwether Post Pavilion. Some might call it Rochella. Others might call it Comipalooza. But it's a bunch of washed-up, no-name bands. People like Foo Fighters. Right? When were they ever really relevant? Dave Matthews, Cypress Hill, Killer Mike, Serge Tankian. Never heard of the guy. And Joan Baez. Joan Baez is still alive? This is all one of the same, and Bruce Springsteen is going to be a special guest at this alleged concert. But this is all for the Trump deranged in Maryland to go see this concert. Because it certainly can't be, oh, by the way, they also just invited Public Enemy. And that kind of sums up what we have now. We have the Democrat media, the Democrat Party, all their minions in entertainment, the Jimmy Kimmels, the Bruce Springsteens of the world, all rallying around. I hate America when a conservative is in office. Okay? Again, I didn't like Biden. I didn't like Obama's policies. But I love this country. Always have, always will, in spite of who's in office. And that's the difference between the left and the right. It's love your country no matter what. And the left is more like, we only love our country when our guy's in office. It really is shameful. And the Democrat Party should. I've always asked the question, who I think is more threatening? China, Russia, Iran, North Korea? I think it's the modern Democrat Party. 743, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
I brought to you as a service, Sabernes Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex, Bay Bridge. Beautiful day. Three lanes westbound, two eastbound. Gorgeous right now through there at the Severn River Bridge, Ritchie Highway over towards I-97. No problems. The morning back up right there at the top of the hill. As per usual, I-97 southbound at Route 32. That breaks loose after you get to the bridge at 178. The Beltway locally along 695. Yeah, it's all the normal stuff. We had no incidents. There was a report that there may have been a minor wreck near the ramp at Edmondson Avenue. I just looked in that area. If it's there, it's not creating any more of a problem than the normal heavy traffic through that area. Broken down vehicle about 40 minutes ago when the Old Harbor Tunnel backed us up. We're still hurting at both the tunnels, but with the lanes moving, 20-minute delays at least on 95 and 895 southbound. JFX, you're good from Ruxton Road through the ramps downtown. Summer driving can be very hard on your vehicle, so let Bernie's Automotive keep you safely on the road with a complete system checkup. Stop in and see Bernie right there, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Oh, we do need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News. So give us a call right now, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You get a chance to match wits with Maggie and Kristen and the Chuckles. So call us right now. Today, partly sunny. A mixture of sun and clouds, obviously. Upper 70s for the high. Overnight temperatures will be in the mid-50s tonight. And then tomorrow will be sunny. Pretty much the same. Highs in the mid-70s. And the big heat-up begins on Wednesday into the 80s, low 90s by this coming weekend. So it's going to be nice and hot. I know, Maggie, you love the heat.
Yes, I do.
Bring the heat, as they say.
Bring on the heat.
Right now, 64 and sunny in Annapolis, 60 in Ellicott City. Time for some Choose Your Fake News. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. Our contestant is Mike in Eldersburg. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, fellas, ladies.
Good morning.
You want to go first, second, third, or last?
I'm going to go last.
All right, Mike, good luck to you. Got some WCBM merchandise up for grabs for you today. And here are your stories. Story one, a one-eyed beaver rescued during spring flooding in upstate New York has become an unlikely ambassador for her species, turning viral fame into a mission of wildlife education. Bo the beaver found on a cold, rainy day last month after heavy rains flooded the rivers. Animal rights conservationist was called that there was a one-eyed beaver that needed to be rescued, and they came to the rescue of the one-eyed beaver.
Nice beaver.
Story two. California Governor Gavin Newsom signed legislation on Friday officially designating California a sanctuary state for transgenders.
Oh.
California lawmakers drafted Bill SB 55 in response to what they considered Trump's outrageous attempts to pass the Save America Act. According to sources, the bill made it to the governor's desk in record time. Newsom said Trump needs to know we will not stand idly by while he persecutes individuals who feel trapped in their bodies. And story number three, the world's first Chinese queer museum opened in San Francisco's Chinatown last Friday. And the museum features wax figures of some of the great queers in San Francisco history.
Who's the proprietor there? Some gay guy?
That's number 17.
Chuck, you've done.
Come and see some gay guy. I take care of you. Oh, no, don't be sending any letters. Don't get wild.
No.
Oh.
All correspondence should be directed to one Charles Whitaker.
Oh, bull crap. Shut up.
Brought to you by.
Care of Buffet City, Brooksville, Florida.
Well, see, that's where he also is.
Or is that Buffet? All right.
It's Buffet.
Story one, one-eyed beaver. Rescued in upstate New York. Story two, Newsom designates California sanctuary state for transgenders. Or story three, first Chinese queer museum, some gay guy in San Francisco. All right, we will start. Maggie, we're going to start with you.
All right. I tried to hide.
Step up to the mic, you little farty.
I don't even know what to start. I'm going with queer China.
All right.
I'll go with number three.
Queer museum in China, that's number three. That's Maggie. Kristen?
Oh, you know, that's interesting because you know who was in San Francisco last Friday? Wes Moore. So, and I was wondering what the event
maybe
was he went there, but maybe he tied that into his tour.
Maybe he opened it up. Who knows?
What do you say?
But I think that could be true, and I think the number one is true. I'm going to go with the Gavin Newsom story, as crazy as he is.
Okay. Kristen goes for story two. Chuck?
Yeah, I think two.
Chuck goes for two, and Mike in Eldersburg.
I'm thinking two also.
All right, Mike goes for two. Nobody bit on Bo the one-eyed beaver, because that is a true story. They found the beaver with umbilical cord still attached.
Oh.
Yeah, they were able to rescue little Bo.
There's a giant one on Bottom Road out near me.
Yeah.
There was a giant beaver.
There was?
I kid you not. I thought it was a bear cub.
Did you encounter the giant beaver?
My daughter, myself, and my granddaughter.
Right. What did you do for the giant beaver?
Well, we just watched it. We were afraid of it.
You watched a giant beaver?
Yes, we did.
And did nothing?
They do get big.
Yes, they do. Huge.
How big was it?
It looked like a small bear cub. It scared the crap out of me.
Really?
Yep.
That big of a beaver?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Here's a fun fact. Beavers grow until they die. They never
stop growing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow, did not know that.
I didn't know.
I didn't know we had a beaverologist on the line here this morning. Way to go, Mike.
I got two eyes.
You got a flat tail?
What happened to this bit? This bit just went south. Story three. The first Chinese queer museum in San Francisco. That is also a fake. No, it's a true story. Sorry about that.
Oh, man.
Our fake news story is number two, Gavin Newsom.
Right.
So we've got Chuck and Mike and Kristen all winning today. Thanks, Mike, for putting you on hold. Tell you how to get your prize at 7:50, 10 minutes. Don't forget the best of Casey and Company each and every day, WCBM.com, Rumble, Facebook pages. Brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a 5-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about Do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k x-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040, or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store.
7:53, time for traffic weather on the threes. Once again, here's Beaver Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Casey. I had several calls.
I bet you did.
After that. No attorneys yet for the Chinese community, so that's good. But I'm sure it could happen. The outer loop of the Beltway is slowing between Bel Air Road and Providence Road. The inner loop through Green Spring, not bad, but it's a speed reduction at Park Heights Avenue through Green Spring over to the JFX. And then the west side, it's all the normal stuff there, 795 down the hill towards Frederick Road. The southwest side of the Beltway looks good. Coming up towards the BW Parkway, JFX, no problems. Still running with about a 20-minute delay. Heavy traffic south going into both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. It is going to be partly sunny today, upper 70s in the mid-50s tonight. Staying cool all the way through till Wednesday when things start heating up into the 80s. By the weekend, low 90s. Right now, sunny, 61 in Pikesville. It is 64 and mostly cloudy in Ocean City. And Jeff is in Pasadena. Hello, Jeff.
Good morning, Sean. I want to give a shout-out to Barbara and Beverly. I already talked about Bruce Springsteen, the activist. I agree with you 100%. He's coming to, I believe it's the Meriwether Post Pavilion. I think it's October 13th.
Mm-hmm.
See, we conservatives need to throw it back into the Democrats' faces when we have the opportunity. I would suggest a bunch of us, and I think that's on a Saturday. I'm not sure. Most people work Monday through Friday. I'm retired. I say a bunch of us, 40 or 50 people, should go to Meriwether Post on that day and stand outside there holding up signs. Hey, Bruce, why don't you make a song honoring all the people killed in this country by illegals? Didn't he make a song about the two people Yes. killed in Minneapolis?
Yeah, in fact, he plays Yeah. it at his concert, every concert now.
Right, you know, we should go, you know, we should get 40 or 50 people together and go there and hold up signs. Hey, Bruce, why don't you make a song honoring all the people in this country killed by illegals? Maybe he would be man enough to come out and confront us about it, because I would ask him that question to his face.
Yeah, well, the other is that the Born in the USA, which is another one of his alleged hits, is that's actually a protest song, always has been. And as I said, I think they used to call him the boss. He's become this beta soy boy now, part of the darling of the left, where they're just Trump deranged, all of them. I understand there's always been in rock and roll a little bit of counterculture, a little bit of, you know, they push back, you know, Rage Against the Machine, blah, blah, blah. But this is just, these people are deranged.
That concert is October 13th. We got plenty of time to organize and get some. I'll be willing to. I'm not going to go there by myself, but, you know, a bunch of us go there, 40 or 50 people. Hey, we got time to organize it.
Yep, you certainly do, Jeff, and maybe you'll lead the charge. Thanks so much for the call. Appreciate that. Governor Westmore has been called on to discipline Judge and former Senator Jill Carter. The Baltimore Jewish community is calling upon the governor to take appropriate disciplinary action regarding inappropriate and repulsive comments they claim that the former state senator made. She currently serves as a judge on the Maryland State Board of Contract Appeals. Earlier this month, Daylon Love, director of public policy for the local grassroots group Leaders of a Beautiful Struggle, posted a video expressing his view that Judge Carter's successor, Senator Dalia Attar, represents, quote, a Zionist vision of politics that is harmful to black people. By the way, Ivan Bates pulled his endorsement of Attar recently. Commenting on the video, Judge Carter wrote, quote, the 41st district is 63% black. How is it not recognized the efforts of leaders of the Orthodox Jewish community to control the politics of this majority black district are hostile to black people? I'm kind of glad this race is bringing out the truth of who people are and who controls the so-called media. End of quote. Well, there we go again with racist, anti-Semitic tropes on the part of Judge Carter. At a minimum, her comments violate the standard of conduct for executive branch employees, which requires employees to endeavor to avoid any actions creating the appearance of any impropriety or that violate applicable laws, regulations, and ethical standards. The duty of avoiding even the appearance of impropriety is particularly applicable to judges. Judges are expected to set and act at all times in a manner that promotes public confidence in integrity and impartiality of the judiciary. Judge Carter's use of age-old tropes to besmirch the leaders of the Jewish community, raising serious questions regarding her ability to carry out her responsibilities at MSBCA with integrity, impartiality, and fairness to all parties, say the Baltimore Jewish community. So we'll see what Governor Moore, but of course, Governor Moore these days has been hiding behind just about every controversy and pretending and hoping that it goes away. Two great companies have now merged in Baltimore, Glen Burnie and Jim Jennings Transmissions. They have now formed one. So no matter where you are in the Baltimore Metro, you can get great service for your transmission. So whatever you're in the market for, if you need a new transmission, a rebuilt transmission, a remanufactured transmission, whatever you need, you can find it and you can get incredible people to install it. This is great news for Baltimore drivers. They're not new names. Both have served our communities for over 50 years, both Glen Burnie and Jim Jennings Transmissions. You get same straightforward, professional, courteous service at both locations, free area towing and financing. Call Glen Burnie Transmissions today, 888-299-0557, or go to gbt-online.com, or call Jim Jennings Transmissions at 410-686-6700, or visit jimsjenningstransmissions.com as well. Glen Burnie and Jim Jennings Transmissions, two legends, one strong team serving Baltimore. All right, coming up next here on Casey and Company, Maryland doubles down on sanctuary state status. And again, what our lieutenant governor said about the ballot failure. And we'll hear from the State Board of Elections Administrator as well. Stick with us.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Radio 680.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. The U.S.-Iran ceasefire is facing another challenge posed by renewed attacks and a lot of finger-pointing between the two sides.
The U.S. says it has bombed sites in Iran after Tehran shot down an American drone over the weekend. Iran's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard saying U.S. forces had targeted a telecommunications tower. Iran then launched a strike of its own, and Kuwait says its air defenses opened fire early Monday morning to intercept incoming drone and missile fire. The nominal ceasefire between Iran and the U.S. has been repeatedly tested with such back and forth attacks, even as officials from both countries try to negotiate an end to the war. It's still not clear how close they are to a deal, and there's always the risk that an attack could derail those talks. I'm Charles Tillotesma.
Israeli forces have moved deeper into Lebanon as they pursue Hezbollah fighters allied with Iran. Israeli troops capturing a strategic mountain that's topped with a crusader-built castle in southern Lebanon. Ukraine has blasted Russian energy assets.
Russian authorities and media say drone debris set fire to a fuel storage facility in the Rostov region on Sunday. Authorities also say the Ukrainian strikes reportedly damaged civilian infrastructure in the Saratov province. Ukraine has increased attacks on Russia's oil and gas facilities, saying they fund Moscow's invasion.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart says Kiev is rejecting Russia's claims that a Ukrainian drone struck a Russian-occupied nuclear plant. U.S. military has carried out another strike on a boat accused of smuggling drugs in the Eastern Pacific, killing three men in the fourth attack in a week. As gas prices edge lower, Wall Street futures move higher amid hopes for a pending end to the Iran war. The Dow futures are up almost 300 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Health insurance rates are surging in America, leaving millions without affordable options. If you're sick of having paychecks eaten up by healthcare costs or dealing with mega corporations, then listen to this. Christians don't need to waste money on a broken system. That's why I want to tell you about Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's an alternative to traditional health insurance at half the cost. With CHM, fellow believers contribute monthly to help pay each other's medical bills. There's no enrollment period, so you can join anytime. And you aren't restricted to provider networks, so you choose the doctors and hospitals you want. It's that simple. CHM is not insurance. It's a ministry that puts faith into action. Feel the difference of financial support and biblical care from fellow believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. That's chministries.org/wellness.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 8:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Well, the backup just got a little bit worse at the Old Harbor Tunnel. There was a broken down vehicle in the left-hand lane right before you go into the tunnel. They just, in the last 2 minutes, pushed that vehicle off to the right side and now into the painted out area, and we're moving traffic once again. But now 895 is solid all the way back to Moravia Road. 95 is backed up almost back through the city-county line. So now we're up to 25 to 30 minute delays southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. There's a report of a vehicle fire. Haven't seen it yet. Report was at the ramp at White Marsh Boulevard as it was coming on to the Beltway on the northeast side. We're trying to get some more information on that. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Here at Fox 45 forecast, we've got a nice and quiet start to June with a mix of clouds and sunshine today and highs in the warm upper 70s. Mostly cloudy tonight, temperatures fall back into the mid-50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
63 degrees in Pikesville and 66 at the Kent Narrows. At 8:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Four people were injured after a two-vehicle crash involving a cyclist in Frederick on Saturday. According to Frederick County Fire and Rescues, officials responded to the 4700 block of Ballinger Creek Pike around 5 p.m. on May 30th. Authorities said a two-vehicle crash sent four people to the hospital. Two people were transported to a local trauma center, one went to a hospital, and another was sent to a pediatric hospital. And three shootings, four victims, all happening in less than 24 hours. It's been a violent start to the weekend for the city of Baltimore. One person has died in one of the shootings, and right now, police are looking for multiple suspects, as Baltimore Police Department has yet to announce anyone arrested for these crimes. The first shooting happened along the 6900 Harford Road. Police responding around 12:42 a.m. Saturday. Baltimore police say responding officers found a 34-year-old man shot, listed in serious condition. Detectives say they believe this incident could have begun from an earlier robbery. And the winning Maryland lottery number, what pick three was, 228, the pick four, 5956. 8:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, in times like these, with market swings, tax uncertainty, constant headlines, having a clear retirement strategy matters more than ever. Now, you've worked very hard to build your savings. The next step is making sure that your plan is built to protect what you have and support the future that you want. That's why I recommend to you Paresh Shah and Shamik Shah with Safe Retirement Solutions. Paresh and Shamik are financial educators and trusted radio hosts right here on WCBM. They work with individuals and families to create retirement strategies that are designed around long-term security, clarity, and peace of mind. If you'd like a second opinion on your retirement plan, Call Safe Retirement Solutions today. It's 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. You can schedule an in-person or Zoom meeting. Again, 410-266-1120, or just go to pearshaw.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
805 Sports brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up. That's from the Comfort Guys, my guys. Well, don't count out Colton Cowser yet, apparently.
Oh, he's looking for the heater that time after back-to-back curveballs. Colton Cowser has struck for a three-run homer.
Call on NBC Peacock. The Moo Birds were out in force on Moss yesterday as Cowser drilled another Earl Weaver special, part of a five-run third, on the way to a 9-5 Orioles win at Camden Yards. Cowser has lifted his average 41 points over the last 10 games with three homers and nine driven in. His manager has taken notice.
We all know what Cowser's capable of, and it's no secret he's been grinding, but he's been working, and it's been getting better. His at-bat quality. And
Birds with the day off today begin a six-game road trip in Boston tomorrow night. Major upset yesterday in the NCAA baseball tournament.
Ground ball to third. Field. Base hit. Rounding third. Here comes Cody Cashimano, and St. Mary's has won the game.
Call on ESPN. Makoa Sniffin's walk-off single drove home the winning run, and St. Mary's of California eliminates number one UCLA 6-5. The final. The Bruins had posted a 51-6 mark during the regular season. Also over the weekend, both Johns Hopkins and Salisbury University baseball bounced out of the D3 College World Series. Jays finished 38-12 on the campaign, while the Seagulls had brought a 17-game winning streak into the series. A sidebar: Salisbury had won the CWS in 2021. Coming up in 30 minutes, the Ravens reaping the rewards of an off-season acquisition. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you, and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the Comfort Guys, and they're my guys.
From the home of the Ravens, the Orioles, and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at am680@WCBM.com. Text in the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hager. Coming up in this hour, violent weekend in Harm City. The battle over private property in America intensifies, and what one governor is proposing to do. And Maryland doubling down on sanctuary state status. But it is June 1st. And this is the month. In 10 days, early voting begins in this state for a very important election year. It's a gubernatorial election year. It is a congressional election year with midterms at stake here, of course, in the House of Representatives and other county council seats and, of course, local seats still up for grabs. And so that's June 11th, and we urge you to get out there, make sure you are registered to vote. And that you vote in person, early voting, and or election day, which is June the 23rd. But the big story here is the mail-in ballots, which should be eliminated as soon as possible in our country. And the Supreme Court is going to address that, probably not, certainly not in time for this election, but maybe for future elections. I do believe they're going to rule that election day is just that, election day, not the day after. Not 2 days out, or 3 days, or a week, or a month, in some cases, but the election day. France can do it. Others, Florida can do it. If other states can do it, and other countries can do it, why can't we do that as a country? Mail-in ballots are a problem. Case in point is the massive mail-in ballot failure that allegedly is the vendor's fault, but I think that the State Board of Elections bears great responsibility. And just recently, Lieutenant Governor Aruna Miller was asked by Fox 45's digital news service, digital team, as to what she thought of the mail-in ballot problem. where we now have 1 million ballots circulating for this primary election. And listen carefully. It's tough to understand. I'll translate in just a second, but here's what she said.
That happens. Yeah, some of the ballots get passed the wrong way. It happens almost in every election. So we'll see what the investigation shows.
So that was hard to understand because there was somebody speaking while she was being interviewed. But again, the Board of Elections is pointing the finger at the vendor here. But when you look at it, you look at all of this, she's basically saying that, sometimes, these things happen. And then she went on to say that that this happens every election. It happens almost in every election, according to our lieutenant governor, which I find to be really problematic. And then there's Jared DeMarinis, the State Board of Elections Administrator, who doesn't think there any investigation at all is warranted in this massive mail-in ballot failure.
But I don't necessarily know what more of an investigation would shed light on. We always do a lessons learned after every election, and this will be a part of our lessons learned. And we will, of course, be working with, and getting more, information about how to prevent this in the future with it.
Well, you've not been open and you've not been transparent. That's why there are so many people have a problem here with this. And today is the day they start canvassing said mail-in ballots. And with big questions of, because on Friday we learned that if you send in the original ballot, which they told us to destroy, they told you as a voter to destroy the original ballot. Now they're saying on Friday that they're going to count it. If the original ballot is returned and they don't get a replacement ballot that would neutralize it, they'll count the original ballot after telling people to destroy that ballot. And now the replacement ballots have gone out. We've got 1 million ballots circulating out there. And dollars to donuts, there's going to be a problem. And again, sorry for the donuts term, because Chuck is already salivating over that very thought of a bear claw crossing his desk at this moment. But more on that coming up in just a second. So forget your thoughts on that. The lieutenant governor said, hey, it happens. Happens almost every election. We're supposed to accept. That's supposed to be protocol. That's supposed to be the standard here in Maryland. That because it happens almost every election, we should turn a blind eye to it. You can do better, Maryland. Come on. It's 8:13. Traffic weather on the threes. Here's Lugnuts Johnson.
There's the vehicle fire update. Apparently was on White Marsh Boulevard before you get to the Beltway. So if you're coming over from Pelayo Road trying to get to the outer loop of the Beltway, the fire department said that's what they found. They are not on the Beltway, but on White Marsh Boulevard itself. Had a broken down vehicle near Carroll Park, southbound. It was on Monroe Street, was in the traveled portion there at Washington Boulevard, with at least a brief delay at that point. Beltway traffic, yep, all the normal delays still there. JFX has been running okay through Ruxton Road down through the city county line. Earlier problems and several problems this morning at the Old Harbor Tunnel. The most recent was about 20 minutes ago, southbound with the broken down vehicle before the tunnel, now off to the side. Both the tunnels are backed up to at least Moravia Road. 25-minute delays southbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. We'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. It's partly sunny today, upper 70s, overnight temps in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, sunny, highs in the mid-70s as well. Right now, we're pretty nice, 65 and sunny in the city. And it is a 62, a little cooler, sunny in Forest Hill. And from the birthplace of our Star Spangled Banner, Fort McHenry, comes our national anthem. And it is time to celebrate America's 250th birthday. America 250 brought to you by the Smile Design Center. If you ever dreamed of achieving that perfect smile, the time to act is now. Call the Smile Design Center at 410-321-1100 to make that dream a reality. Well, you probably have heard of Benedict Arnold. Of course, at one time a great American military hero who would then become a traitor to the cause. So on this day, June the 1st, 1779, the court-martial of Benedict Arnold convenes in Philadelphia. After a relatively clean record in the early days of the American Revolution, Arnold was charged with 13 counts of misbehavior, including misusing government wagons and illegally buying and selling goods. Although his notorious betrayal was still many, many months away, Arnold's resentment over this order and the perceived mistreatment by the American army, would fuel his traitorous decision. Interrupted at the outset by a British attack north of New York City, the court-martial did not get underway again until December 23rd in New Jersey. And although Arnold was cleared of most charges, General George Washington issued a reprimand against him, and Arnold became increasingly angered. While on a trip to the important West Point base to make sure it could withstand a British attack, Benedict Arnold stewed over his slight by General Washington and the American Army. He thought he had never been properly rewarded or acknowledged for his military success on their behalf. He began corresponding with British spies about the possibility of changing sides. Arnold negotiated his defection to the British and the subversion of West Point over several months. The British already held control of New York City and believed that by taking West Point would effectively cut off Americans' New England forces from the rest of this fledgling nation. In August of 1780, Sir Henry Clinton offered Arnold £20,000 for delivering West Point and 3,000 troops. Arnold told General Washington that West Point was adequately prepared for an attack, even though he was busy making sure it really wasn't. He even tried to set up General Washington's capture as a bonus. His plan might have been successful, but his message was delivered too late, and General Washington escaped. The West Point surrender was also foiled when an American colonel ignored Arnold's order not to fire on approaching British ship. Arnold's defection was revealed to the Americans when British officer John Andre, acting as a messenger, was robbed by AWOL Americans working as pirates north of New York City. The notes reveal Arnold's traitorous agreement were stashed in his boots. Arnold and his wife Peggy, who fooled American officers into believing she had no involvement in the betrayal, escaped to New York City. After the British surrendered at Yorktown, Benedict Arnold was burned in effigy. His name has since become synonymous with being a traitor. He died in England in 1801, was buried there without military honors. And that's a look at America 250 and Benedict Arnold.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hi, Sean Casey here. At the Smile Design Center in Lutherville, Dr. Lairfield is changing smiles and changing lives. If you're nervous about going to the dentist, they offer sedation options so you have little or no memory of your visit. And right now, Dr. Lairfield is offering fall specials for new patients and special financing options to make care more affordable. Call Nicole today at 410-321-1100 and visit SmileDesignDoctor.com and tell them I told you to call for a first patient special offer.
WCBM Baltimore.
Say 20 minutes after the hour, and of course you are listening to Casey and Company. And coming up, Maryland doubling down on sanctuary status and why the Community Trust Act is again a huge problem for law enforcement and for law-abiding citizens in the state of Maryland. Delegate Nino Mangione is going to be calling in at 8:35 this morning, we'll talk about him now being a new Baltimore County councilman. And again, have see the latest on that. Coming up here on Casey and Company, you're listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
WCBM Baltimore.
Laurie and Harmony Hall opened up a memory care program in their community. I'm here with Victoria Rozier, Regional Sales Director. Victoria, when is it time to look into memory care, and what should be considered when deciding placement for a loved one?
Thank you. Good morning. So when it comes to looking into memory care for a loved one, a lot should be considered. I would say take a look on the online for their state survey and see what they got dinged on in the past. I think that's extremely important even before you go into a community. You should also take a look at their website and see if their activities calendar is posted and what is in that activities calendar. If you're looking at memory care specifically, it should be jam-packed from morning until later in the evening. So that way there is no time where your loved one would feel lost and not engaged throughout their day. You should also ask what their staffing ratios are. It's extremely important that they have enough support within the community. You don't want to run with a skeleton crew in a memory care. You want to make sure that it's very robust staffing. Harmony Park is very unique in its staffing because we have two different programming directors. So we have a director for our memory care programming, which is activities-based. And then we also have a clinical director for our memory care who's just focused on the health side of it, which is wonderful to have. With that being said, we also have med techs, we have multiple caregivers, we have a very robust activity staff. So there's a lot of layers that we have in our community to make sure that our residents are thoroughly supported. It's also important when you're looking into a memory care that you need to watch what the residents are doing when you're coming in for a tour and also look at the state of themselves. You know, do they look kept? Do they look happy? Little things like that will tell you a lot about a community.
For more information on Harmony Park and Laurie and Harmony Hall, log on to laurieandassistedliving.com.
Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Live news at the top and bottom of every hour. Live up-to-the-minute traffic reports and accurate weather forecasts from the meteorologist at Fox 45. News, weather, traffic, Sean Hannity and Rob Carson. Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
8:23, time for traffic weather on the threes. With the update now, the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
Report of a minor wreck on the BW Parkway southbound of Route 100. Looking at the camera here, it's very slow right through there. Had been moving pretty good for a while, but it looks like now whatever is there, anything even on the shoulder, will have an impact on the southbound side. So we see that delay if you're coming south to Arundel Mills and you're working your way down from the airport cutoff. Be prepared for that. As you're traveling towards Prince George's and Montgomery County, the intercounty connector, which is on the Montgomery County side, there's a new wreck there with road blockage just after the ramp at New Hampshire Avenue. I think that wreck is eastbound on the ICC, and that definitely was a problem. Vehicle fire had been reported about 20 minutes ago, White Marsh Boulevard, right before the ramp at 695. We're still pushing in at least 25-minute delays southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, partly sunny today, high in the upper 70s. So another great day, just like over the weekend as well, low humidity. And then that'll all change starting Wednesday as things begin heating up there. Right now, sunny, 65 in Middle River, 65 in Pasadena. Senator Angela Alsobrooks is saying that she believes Marylanders support a renewed effort to redraw congressional district maps to meet the moment. Quote, these are extraordinary times, and I think it does require extraordinary measures, and I think Marylanders support it, end of quote. And how did we get here? Well, we got here based on decades of partisan gerrymandering based on race, based on ideology, and both parties did it. But Democrats elevated it to a art form. And that's why California is pretty much, I think, down to what, maybe four seats left out of the entire state that are Republican. There are six New England states where not a single Republican in the House is, I think there's Susan Collins in Maine, and then now this Nazi dirty sex texting individual, Graham Plattner, is trying to lead Susan Collins by 9 points up in Maine. But anyway, the goal is to disenfranchise as many Republicans as possible. And President Trump said, I'm not going to sit there and take this, especially in a midterm. So he basically, thinking out of the box, started mid-cycle redistricting in Texas. And that led us to where we are today. As I reported last hour, Republicans are winning this war right now. And again, that's if they don't blow it, because there's always a chance that they might. Because you got a bunch of rhinos in South Carolina and in Indiana that just don't get it and are part of the Uniparty. But in any event, they're trying to draw Andy Harris completely out of a seat in Maryland's first district. And, of course, they would jump the bay in order to do that. It's just incredible. But I don't think Marylanders, if it were, again, anybody, I don't want anybody disenfranchised. And I wouldn't want Democrat voters in Baltimore City disenfranchised. and completely redraw districts so that there were. Can you imagine if there were if the opposite were the case here in the state of Maryland? I know it's very hard to fathom at this point. Probably never will happen. But imagine if it was the opposite and there was one black district. Let's say it was Baltimore City. That Republicans were trying to, you know, carve out, taking a little piece of the north and putting it up into Baltimore County, or actually Baltimore County is pretty much gone anyway. So forget it. That's an exercise in futility. There's no sense of wasting time talking about it, right? Maryland has now enacted one of the broadest, most dangerous sanctuary laws in the country, according to Federation for American Immigration Reform, the Community Trust Act, which we discussed at great length last week. This is an effort to obstruct cooperation between local law enforcement and federal immigration officials. This law further prohibits routine cooperation with ICE by sharply restricting critical communication and coordination between correctional facilities and federal immigration enforcement, as well as actual criminal alien transfers. The bill limits when local law officials may notify ICE about removable criminal aliens already in custody and requires judicial warrants even though immigration enforcement is fundamentally a civil process that relies on administrative warrants and detainers authorized by law by Congress. So everything that's being done is lawful. The anti-borders advocates portray the bill as a community trust measure, but what it does now, it moves immigration enforcement operations out of secure custodial settings like the jail and into Maryland neighborhoods and communities where criminal illegal aliens will ultimately end up being released. And when ICE can't coordinate transfers in jails or at correctional facilities or detention facilities, enforcement does not disappear. It simply shifts into public spaces, which creates a greater risk for citizens, officers, and the criminal aliens alike. So what Maryland lawmakers, including Governor Moore, have done, forcing federal authorities to conduct more at-large operations rather than permitting controlled custodial transfers. And Moore argued at one point, saying, you know, local police should focus on local crime rather than the feds' immigration enforcement. But he's not looking at reality. Maryland already experiencing growing issues with transnational criminal gangs and organizations, MS-13 and others. Preventing local cooperation with ICE simply makes addressing the more serious, dangerous threats in our communities, in our neighborhoods, more dangerous. And that's why I call it the Community Distrust Act. And it's going to have a snowball effect. Law offices of Michael A. Friedman there for you 24/7, should you ever need them. They have the legal firepower to help you, and that is because Michael and Stephen and Rachel Alpert Friedman, all the other associate attorneys, put your recovery priority number one if you've been seriously injured in a serious accident or in a workplace accident, whatever the case may be. You call them 410-363-6848, and that's all you'll need to do. And they'll take care of everything else, and you won't have to lift a finger. Also, their website, maflaw.com, it's a great place to visit and to get the helpful information on how to best prepare yourself with your insurance policy, with a personal injury app, and much more. So, again, that's Law Offices of Michael A. Friedman. They've helped my family. They will help yours at maflaw.com. 8:30. Delegate Nino Maggioni joins us coming up next, right after the news. Here's Maggie.
Thanks. Good morning. A civil trial is scheduled to begin today against the owner and operator of the cargo ship that caused the collapse of the Key Bridge. Last month, the federal judge rejected a request from Grace Ocean Private Limited and Synergy Marine Private Limited to delay the civil trial until after the criminal trial had taken place. The criminal charges were announced in early May when an indictment was unsealed by a federal court. Six construction workers were killed when the dolly struck the bridge in March of 2024, causing it to crash into the Patapsco River. Fox 45 reports that under blue skies and temperatures in the 80s Sunday afternoon, about 50 swimmers dove into Baltimore's harbor and fell Point, tossing around a water polo ball and drifting along on floating rafts as a small crowd of awestruck onlookers watched from ashore. For decades, nobody would dream of jumping into the harbor, said Adam Lindquist, vice president of the Waterfront Partnership, and some city residents are still wary. A federal grand jury has returned an indictment charging a Baltimore County man in connection with a violent carjacking. 41-year-old Kylan Stubblefield of Catonsville, Maryland, is charged with carjacking and firearm violations in connection with the October 2025 incident in Baltimore City. Federal prosecutors allege that Stubblefield used, carried, brandished, and discharged a firearm during the carjacking, seriously injuring the vehicle's owner. If convicted, Stubblefield faces a minimum of 7 years for brandishing a firearm during the carjacking, and he could face up to life in federal prison. And Baltimore County's Republican Central Committee has selected Delegate Nino Mangione to fill the District 3 council seat after Wade Ketch resigned last month for health reasons. The District 3 committee members chose Mangione out of 7 applicants. 8:32 on Casey & Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Hey, Bel Air, Alfonso here from Sol Oaxaca. Come check out one of the best happy hours in the area. Enjoy ice-cold draft beers, handcrafted cocktails, and some of the best margaritas around. Plus, great deals on food, Monday through Friday from 3 to 6. And the fun doesn't stop there. Trivia night every Tuesday, live music on Wednesdays, and karaoke every Thursday. Great drinks, amazing food, and nonstop fun, only at Sol Oaxaca and Bel Air. Just search S-O-L-O-A-X-A-C-A for Sol Oaxaca of Bel Air and join us today. The best food and the most fun is at Sol Oaxaca of Bel Air.
Here's why Jarvis Appliance is so highly rated. Great selection with great prices on all major appliance brands. Options to match many appliances exactly to your cabinetry and decor. Very quick delivery available on Jarvis in-stock appliances. And don't forget Jarvis frequently offers rebates plus convenient financing too. All Jarvis deliveries, installation, and appliance service is done in-house with no subcontractors. Remember, J-A-R-V-I-S. Go to JarvisAppliance.com. That's JarvisAppliance.com.
8:33 on Casey & Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
There's some slowing now. Eastbound I-70 approaching the Beltway. There's a report of an accident right at the Beltway. It's out of camera range, so I don't see it, but I see the impact. If you're coming in on 70 from the Patapsco River Bridge, you'll hit that delay about a mile before you get to the Beltway. It's a heads up for the brake lights on the eastbound side. Both the tunnels are still backed up. We're moving traffic, but both are still backed up to 95 at Moravia Road. 895 is backed up beyond Pulaski Highway, so it's still going to be at least a 20-minute delay, if not longer. The wreck that was on the VW Parkway southbound at Route 100 is now on the shoulder. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Here at Fox 45 forecast, we've got a nice and quiet start to June with a mix of clouds and sunshine today and highs in the warm upper 70s. Mostly cloudy tonight, temperatures fall back into the mid-50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
835 Sports brought to you by the Game Room at Yorktown Social in Cockeysville, the total game changer. An interesting sidebar to the O's win yesterday, 9-5 over the Jays at Camden Yards, was an incident that happened in right field involving Blue Jays outfielder Jesus Sanchez.
He's walking toward the fence, turns back around.
He's talking to somebody.
And then, something came onto the field.
That something was a ball thrown apparently by a young fan who thought Sanchez wanted to play catch during a stoppage and play in the bottom of the sixth. Apparently, it was a misunderstanding. Sanchez was hit on the wrist and had to leave the game. Manager Albernez was asked about it in the postgame.
Yeah, I just heard that a fan threw a ball. That's something that I know we're looking into. You know, we don't want anyone getting hurt or fans throwing the ball on the field or anything like that.
Imaging later revealing nothing broken for Sanchez. Perhaps the most impressive Raven so far during offseason workouts has been one of their most expensive players. And we're talking about rush end Trey Hendrickson, signed to a 4-year, $112 million deal back in March. Has been, according to head coach Jesse Minter, everything that's been advertised.
I think he's done a great job learning some different techniques that maybe he hasn't done before and playing the run and doing things like that. So just a very excited, very, very, very pleased with Trey up to this point.
And the last of the voluntary OTAs for the Ravens begins today. It'll be mandatory minicamp starting next week. On the PGA Tour yesterday, Russell Henley was 3 back of the lead with 3 holes to play at the Charles Schwab Challenge.
It was a nice-looking strike.
And apply pressure. He's got a 4-footer for birdie.
Jim Nance with the call on CBS. Henley wins the Charles Schwab Challenge with four straight birdies in a playoff over Eric Cole, surpassing the $50 million mark in PGA Tour career earnings, putting him 17th on the all-time list. World Cup news, the South African national soccer team was supposed to leave Johannesburg yesterday and fly to the U.S. to prepare for its World Cup opening match against Mexico on June 11th. Instead, the team remained in South Africa to train while officials sort out, quote-unquote, grossly unfair visa issues for some players and personnel. The country's sports minister is saying they are being made to look like, quote-unquote, fools. Happy heavenly birthday today to one-time Baltimore Colt great running back Alan Ameche, who will forever be remembered for this.
United States, he gives to Ameche, and the ball game is over. Alan Ameche has scored the touchdown, and the Baltimore Colts are the professional football champions of the world.
In the greatest game ever played, Ameche born on this day in 1933. And on this date in baseball history, we take you back 101 years ago to the day, June 1, 1925. Lou Gehrig enters the game as a pinch hitter and starts a consecutive game streak, which was at one time the longest in MLB history. The time now is 8:37, and that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. Looking for the ultimate spot to unwind? Well, Yorktown Social in Cockeysville is my place. Trust me, they've got it all. Signature cocktails like the Boozy Bank Vault or a refreshing Blueberry Lemon Drop, plus 20 craft drafts on tap, all displayed on a big screen so you can pick your favorite. Catch the Ravens or Orioles on their massive 100-inch TV or kick back in the outdoor courtyard bar. Their happy hour is Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. You'll find them in the far corner of Yorktown Plaza. And if you see me there, be sure to say hi.
Now, back to more of Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
8:37, 23 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock here on Casey and Company. On Saturday, there was an election, or actually a vote, I should say, to appoint a North Baltimore County councilman to replace the retiring Wade Catch, who's retiring for health reasons, and that vote. A two-person committee, and he captured both votes. Delegate Nino Mangione, congratulations, Delegate.
Thank you, Sean. Thank you very much, and good morning to you. And I'm just very grateful this morning. It's an incredible honor to have been chosen by the Republican Central Committee, and I'm very excited to be sworn in tonight, actually, not wasting any time here, as your next Baltimore County councilman. And you mentioned that, yes, I want to really take a moment, if I can, to sincerely thank especially Ray Bocelli, Kate Sullivan. They're two individuals. They're the ones who made that vote. And they're just two individuals who have dedicated so much of their time and energy towards not really just helping Republicans, but really they fight and have fought for our shared values across Baltimore County for decades, really. And Kate Sullivan, her outstanding work on the election integrity issue. And, of course, I want to thank Patty Fallon. She's the Baltimore County Republican Party chair, working tirelessly behind the scenes for our party. So, yes, that happened over the weekend. And I do want to say a shout-out because I want to thank all the individuals who came forward and put their name in for the position because there was a lot of strong candidates. It was a very qualified group of candidates. And I really appreciate everyone who's willing to step up and serve. I mean, especially those who run for these elections because it is a lot of time. It is a lot of it's very intrusive. You have to deal with lots of events, and then we have a fundraiser coming up. I mean, we immediately left there on Saturday, Sean, for a little memorial mass for a relative that had passed away last year, and then went off to campaign. So we didn't waste a minute, and it's been an incredible honor to serve as a delegate the people of North Baltimore County in Annapolis for the last 7 years, 7.5 years, I should say. And I'm thankful for this opportunity tonight to be sworn in as the council person. You know the issues. I've been very consistent, Sean, fighting for 7.5 years for safe streets. Of course, I'm going to continue supporting our law enforcement, our firefighters, our first responders. It's why I've been endorsed by the police. It's why I've been endorsed by the Baltimore County Fire. And absolutely never going to support or vote to raise any tax or fee increase. And, of course, things we're going to continue to use our seat here at the table to fight against things like the Maryland Piedmont Reliability Project. Now, the council, as you know, Sean, but some of the other members of the audience, they may not be aware, you deal more with issues like the ERTL, for example, and how you can protect our family farms in North Baltimore County. Sean, I said this the other day, the fleas come with the dog, as always, with politics, because the outright lies, the misleading from members of the opposition, and this idea that Nino is going to pave the way all the way to Pennsylvania and build townhomes anywhere, that's a total lie. I'm protecting the Erdo, I'm protecting our farms and the quality of life in North Baltimore County, and this is a tremendous privilege to me. And I just look forward to working with the people in our community every day. And of course, it's campaign season. I don't look at that as a major victory. I look at it as an honor. But it is not a victory, because the victory is on June 23rd. That's the primary. But the ultimate victory, whether it's me or somebody else, I plan on it being me. But we have to defeat, and I don't even know if it's a victory. It's what it is, really, is a defense of our values in November to stop this radical Democrats that we're running against, and turning Baltimore County, when it would turn Baltimore County into a super majority county, just like in Annapolis. So that's why it's crucial that, you know, I'm hoping to win this election. I have our team of candidates, of course, Pat Dyer, Kevin Ford, Chuck Murphy, Jeff McDonald, and we're all going out there on June 23rd for the Republican primary, and we're trying to earn their vote.
Now, so question, if you are sworn in, which you will be tonight, as county councilman, and there's a special session for redistricting after the primary in the House, can you do both, or is someone going to take your seat?
The county central committee now will choose a delegate, and for that sake, I hope that, number one, I hope Wes Moore and them, of course, we know how they are, Wes Moore and the Democrat supermajority again, which is why it's so crucial that we stop that from happening in Baltimore County. I'm against it, obviously. I would hope they don't. I would imagine they do call this special session. For the sake of our district, I would say, the thing is, Sean, the most important, so there's a deadline here of 30 days. And they have the opportunity, the Central Committee, they'll have an opportunity to appoint somebody to take over for me. Now, there may be some flexibility there. We'll see, depending on the date of the redistricting. But if not, just wait. My advice, of course, it's up to them, would be to allow the process to play out and let the primary winner become the nominee.
All right.
Because they have 30 days, and the June 23rd election will be after that.
We have a few more questions for you. Hang in there just a second. 8:43, time for traffic, weather on the three. So with the update, here's the King. Chuck the Body Whitaker.
State Highway says there'll be some construction now. They may block some lanes temporarily here. Falls Road and Ridge Road. So up in the northern part of the county, they'll probably have a flag person in that area. So just a heads up for that for the next 3 or 4 hours is the word we have right now. Minor wreck was eastbound I-70 near the Beltway, especially the right lane. Pretty hard hit here coming in from the Howard County line and the Patapsco River Bridge, the center, and the left-hand lane a little better. So there's still some activity close to the roadway there as you're coming into the Beltway on the west side. And in the meantime, we had the minor wreck was on the shoulder, BW Parkway southbound at Route 100. Problems and a number of problems early this morning, really at both the harbor tunnels, and we're still holding in the area anywhere from 15 to 20 minute delays, maybe a little bit longer, southbound on 95 and 895 into the old harbor tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 weather authority forecast, partly sunny, upper 70s today. Right now, sunny, 66 in Annapolis, 64 in Reisterstown. Our newsmaker Heinlein is Delegate Nino Mangione, who tonight will be sworn in as Baltimore County Councilman. He was appointed by a Baltimore County Central Republican Committee on Saturday. And that's for District 3. And now with the county expansion, you'll be running, what, in District 5, correct?
That is correct.
Yeah. So
that consists really of basically the Lutherville-Timonium area right on the borders of to the east and west there, and all the way north to Pennsylvania. The geography of this district, Sean, is huge. But we've represented a lot of the good people in North Baltimore County for many years, and before they redistricted, we actually represented down in parts of Lutherville-Timonium. So we're very familiar with the district. I mean, I spent my entire life in Baltimore County, born, raised, lived here, never left. So I'm very familiar with the district. But, it is geographically a very large piece of land, that's for sure.
Yeah, no doubt. When we look at it, how long will you serve in the as a replacement in District 3? How long will you be able to hold that seat on the county council?
So no matter what happens in the election, we'll be there until the new swearing-in of the election winner, which is the end of December. So, yeah, we're hoping we're obviously going to win. We're hoping to win in June and then November, but then they swear in the new member, whoever wins in November, I believe, at the end of, sometime in December.
I noticed in several articles where they describe you as a proudly MAGA delegate or a staunchly MAGA Republican, yet for the rest of the candidates, they don't seem to have any descriptive adjectives. Isn't that...
It's funny. I saw some of the people were sending me the headlines. The media... as Donald Trump. They do such a disservice. And this is, Sean, I attend community meetings. I listen, attend fundraisers, communities, support our community volunteer, or let's just use an example. I ate pit beef sandwich, and I love pit beef, so I'm not upset. But pit beef sandwiches 2 weeks in a row, and whether it was Jacksonville, their pit beef fundraiser, whether it was Hereford, I was at the Upper Co. Volunteer firefighter station to go to talk about the forum there about how my stance on how I can help volunteer firefighters, whether it's community meetings and issues in Lutherville Station, to the Maryland line, right? I mean, I could walk to Pennsylvania for their cookie fundraiser, for example. I have gone all over this district for over a year and a half. And the issues I'm talking about deal with local. I've spent an hour on the phone, by the way, over the Carroll Road Bridge, a little bridge in Sparks. I'm talking about local community infrastructure. I'm talking about how I can help or Hereford High School and what we can do for sports facilities there, or what we can do simply the taxes and fees in Baltimore County. All local issues, and the media's first thing they do is MAGA candidate. It's nobody. I haven't been talking about it, and nobody asked me about it. It's not about Donald Trump and these local issues. It's all about how we're going to make Baltimore County a better place to live and to work and to raise a family. And I have supported, there's no doubt, I do support President Trump. But with that said, it's not about that. But that's the first thing. The media cannot help but be misleading or try to create and manufacture things. Nobody that I've talked to in a year and a half, in terms of this office, I am not running for delegate, I'm not running for state senate. I'm talking about Baltimore County issues and issues that happening at the state level that have trickled down and affect Baltimore County. For example, 287G. Now, that might be an issue that obviously, I agree wholeheartedly with the President of the United States on his stance on immigration, but that's something that happens at the state level. It's an absolute disaster and shame that Baltimore County cannot enter in a 287G agreement. And then you look at taxes and fees and a bloated budget. Yes, that's something that affects the people of Baltimore County. But local infrastructure needs and things like protecting the Ertl, things like stopping the MPRP project, things like what we can do to make Baltimore County cleaner and safer are the comments and conversations I've been making for a year and a half. And then I see the Baltimore banner, MAGA candidate, making me try to look up. It wasn't a terrible picture, Sean, but trying to make it.
No, it was a great picture. It was just the headline. I mean, look, I'm sure it's just what they do, and you know that. It's who they are. But, yeah, you're right. The issues are going to be first and foremost here. We're going to be talking about that. And the next time we speak, it will be as Baltimore County Councilman. So congratulations again, Nino. Great
Thank
work.
Thank you, Sean. Have a great week.
All right, you do the same. All right, take care. That's Delegate Nino Mangione. Again, he's going to be your new county councilman in District 3 after tonight when he gets sworn in. And can't think of anybody who deserves it more than Nino, who is, I remember when he was traveling with Tom Maher down on the border many, many moons ago. So come a long way, that is for sure. Time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby, just like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby, give it to me, give it to me.
Yes, they still do issue driver's license for seasoned citizens. Some that have hit the century mark. Case in point, in Delaware, a 108-year-old great-grandmother is still driving and just renewed her license through 2033. Well, she'll be 113. Now, that may not sound like good news for some of us on the roads, but the good news really is meeting Susan Young Brown, who's an absolute gem. Here she is talking about her birthday.
I'm over 100, 108. They renewed my driver's license until 2033. When I get up in the morning, I get down on the floor, and I have an exercise routine. I think I've been doing it for the last 20 years.
Well, I bet you that she drives a lot better than a hawk of a lot of people I see on the road these days. That's for sure. Our Feel Good News brought to you by Town Appliance right off Reisterstown Road and Owings Mills for all your appliance needs.
WCBM Baltimore.
Is your outdoor cooking space ready for summer? If not, head to Town Appliance in Owings Mills. They're having their massive Memorial Day savings right now. Town Appliance has over 70 brands to choose from, like Heston, Weber, Coyote, XO, and Lennox. Perfect for upgrading your backyard. When you go, tell Mayor and Mayor I sent you. They'll help you find the best fit and promise to keep you right on budget. Go to townappliance.com for more information. That's Town Appliance. Great deals for your entire home.
Our community deserves a conservative leader in the state Senate. That leader is Kevin Ford, the conservative choice for state Senate. Kevin Ford is endorsed by conservative leaders such as Congressman Andy Harris, Nino Mangione, and Commissioner Kenny Kyler. Kevin Ford will fight for safer neighborhoods, lower taxes, and for our conservative values. Kevin Ford is not a politician. He's a husband, father, firefighter, small business owner, and farmer who will work for us. Vote for the conservative. Vote Kevin Ford for state Senate.
Authority friends of Kevin Ford. Amy O'Neill, treasurer.
Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, where hidden value is waiting in every room. Up in the attic, we're buying vintage trains like Lionel and American Flyer. Down in the basement, Baltimore beer memorabilia from Natty Bowe and Gunther. In the dining room, flatware by Kirk and Steve. In the bedroom, costume jewelry. And don't forget that safe packed with coins. At Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, we come to you, buy on the spot, and we're trusted throughout your neighborhood. Call Tommy's today at 410-344-6603. 410-344-6603. We look forward to meeting you.
The Rob Carson Show.
You got to listen to the American people. We are battle-hardened warriors. You censored us. You went after our president. Donald Trump was persecuted. He was impeached in office the first term. Then he was impeached a second time after leaving office. Never been done before. You looked at him as a threat to the deep state in Washington, D.C., enriching members of both parties while we suffered.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
8:53, time for traffic weather on the threes. And once again, here with the update is Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, there is a slowdown still here on the Beltway. The outer loop coming down from 795, and now the inner loop coming up from Route 40 towards I-70 is also slowing. I've been looking around here for the last couple of minutes. I don't see anything in the roadway, but it's really slow, and the inner loop is heavy coming up from Route 40 and then working its way up towards the construction zone, which is just above I-70 and Security Boulevard. Now, above Security Boulevard, the pace is better, and then I also think the outer loop could be looking at something that's in that same area. So right around the bridge at I-70 on both the inner and the outer loop, there is some late slowing there. The wreck that was on I-70 eastbound right before the Beltway made it to the shoulder. That backup is mostly gone. The Parkville side of the Beltway still slowing as well. Both the tunnels are going to be backed up for a while. We had a number of problems early this morning. As you know, once that happens, we don't really recover for a while, and we still have a backup at least coming down from Eastern Avenue, Moravia Road, and those areas are both on 95 and 895. Excuse me a second. Had to call. Falls Road at the north end. Falls Road at Ridge Road. Emergency road work is underway, and they're telling us now they'll be in there for several hours with lanes blocked on both sides of Falls Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thanks, Chuck. See you tomorrow morning. Appreciate it. Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, partly sunny today. Upper 70s, so another day like this past weekend. Overnight temps mid-50s, sunshine mid-70s tomorrow. Then we start cranking in the heat for Wednesday in the 80s. By the weekend, 90s. And Kim already has boating plans. I can tell by the look on your face. Good morning, Kim.
I wish. Good morning, Sean. It was a beautiful weekend, though. I enjoyed every second of it. Yeah, it was a little windy for me on Saturday.
Monday was Saturday, and it got a little chilly at night, but kind of reminds you of fall a little bit, but yesterday was really nice.
Yeah, it was beautiful. Well, of course, we've got lots to talk about today, but a good congratulations to Delegate Nino Mangione. I mean, yeah. I guess I still call him Delegate until he's sworn in. Is that right?
Right. He gets sworn in tonight, and then, of course, the committee will appoint a new delegate to fill his seat at some point within the next 30 days.
Right. That's exciting news.
Well, I asked him, I said, what happens with after the primary, if there's a special session, and so they have to have a new person
in that seat. That's true. So, it's great news. We'll start the show talking about that, of course. Also, we have Bernie Flowers joining us in studio. This is his last push here before early voting starts. You know what?
10 days.
10 days.
10 days. But the canvassing begins today for the OG mail-in ballots.
We're going to talk about that. I guess now they're setting aside the other ballots as they count the replacement ballots, I guess in case they need to find more ballots towards the end of the count, right?
Is that why you heard
set aside ballots?
Aruna Miller's comments.
Oh, I didn't hear her.
I didn't hear her comments. She said this happens almost every election.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's horrible news. I mean,
and DeMarinis is saying that we don't need an investigation.
Really?
We've learned our lessons.
Yeah, sure. And I saw where the Iowa superintendent, former Baltimore City teacher, he's now been sentenced to years in prison.
But still registered to vote in Maryland.
Exactly. That's my question. Right? This is a joke. Anyways, we're going to talk about all that. Also, I do want to talk about what's going on in Maine. Obviously, Graham Plattner. I haven't really talked about him before, but there's so much coming out with this guy now. And Susan.
Well, now they're paying attention because of the sexting.
Yeah.
But then Kerry had Nazi tattoos.
That was not a problem.
And he was making disparaging comments about Chris Kyle and other military veterans.
I did not see
that. The Democrat candidates this year are bonkers.
They're terrible.
Have you heard what Tallarico said?
With Jesus being non-binary.
There's a new one. Let me play. This is James Tallarico running against Ken Paxton in Texas for U.S. Senate.
Every one of our neighbors with a uterus became the property of the state.
One of our neighbors with a uterus to be able to control their own body.
Our neighbors with a uterus.
He said it more than once.
Yes, repeatedly. Women are no longer women. There are neighbors with a uterus.
Oh, my gosh.
I have a tough time saying it with a straight...
I understand. That guy is no shot, but of course we get to talk about him. So that much and more coming up next, Sean.
All right, coming up on Kim Klasick Live. Stay tuned. Always informative and entertaining. Kim Klasick Live right here on WCBM. Check her out. All right, so again, lots. Tomorrow we'll talk about the property tax. In New York, they're talking about seizing private property, transferring private property from... commercial entities into, Mom Donnie's little commies. And I'll tell you what Florida Governor DeSantis did with the property tax. And we'll take a look at property taxes here in Maryland as well, because they need to go. Because you don't ever really own your property. Did you know that? Try not paying your property tax and see what happens. We've got to change that. That has got to change. All right, Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty. Speaking of homes and real estate and so on and so forth, if you're in the market to sell your home, it's still spring. We have spring for about another 20 days or so. So this is the prime selling season for property. And again, Vinny's the best I can recommend to sell your property today. So if you're thinking about selling, call Vinny, 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515. He's got a database of 12 to 13,000. Buyers who are uniquely qualified, ready, willing, and able to purchase your home. And that's the reason why his homes move faster, 3% faster than the average agent, 3% more money than the average agent. And that is, again, he has the guarantee that if your home doesn't sell for the price and in the time frame that you both agreed to when you sign the contract, then Vinny's going to buy it from you, and he'll pay you in cash at market rates. So, again, that's Vinny Steele. Check it out, vinnysteele.com or 410-709-7515. Sold so many of our listeners' properties already. He can sell yours as well. That's going to do it for us on this Monday. Kim Klasick Live coming up next. See you tomorrow morning at 6. Until then, God bless our troops, and God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland.